Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Monday, Monday.
This is now the TD show.
So good to me.
Technical difficulties. Monday madness.
Monday morning. It was all.
Actually, it's Monday night, but still have
to. Oh, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me.
Definitely will be.
Monday.
Ridiculous, man.
Can't trust that day.
Definitely can't. Plus Friday's better.
Monday, Monday. Sometimes it just turns out that way.
It just works out that way, man. First day of the week, you stop.
Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be.
I'm only sick on Monday.
Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me?
My favorite part, y'all. Let's go.
Every other day
of the week is
fine.
Yeah. Right, whenever Monday comes,
you can find me crying all
of
the time. Monday.
Some good ass
Ritz
crackers.
So good to me. Monday morning.
You know, if there was no Monday morning, Tuesday would be the worst day.
But Monday morning couldn't guarantee.
There's definitely no guarantee.
That Monday evening you would still be here with me.
Pretty much.
Every other day of the week is fine.
Everywhere Monday comes. Oh, yeah. That's why it's Monday madness. So much madness.
Monday.
We're going to have a good show.
Monday.
Technical difficulties in the building.
It's
a TD show. It's going to be live from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. 2 hours with us. The chat room is about to be on the poppin'. Anything that makes you mad, hit us up on those jam lines. 347-215-8388. Take a shout-out, dedications, and requests until the 9 o'clock hour. Got my right-hand girl. I was about to say Bati girl, but she's not she's not gay, so, you know. They got La Cubanita holding it down. Mira.
You know it.
And we got the Roasting King as of now until tonight. Fucking S. Dizzle. Oh, wrist cracking in the face ass nigga. Oh, Texas Tokes lips in the face ass nigga. I can see that nigga's preoccupied, probably playing with his little self. Oh, gaffing ass nigga. I'm putting your phone on mute, dog.
Pussy.
Oh, now there he goes. Let me unmute this nigga now. Hey.
Shut your Tyrone Biggums in the mouth ass up.
And welcome to the show. This old fuck face in the face ass nigga.
Yeah. Oh, wall crawl in the face. Yeah. Slander is a
slander.
Fucking get on this Doug Heffernan in the face ass nigga.
Oh, stick fizzle in the building. It's gonna be a good show, man. Got a lot of angry topics, a lot of shit that makes me mad, you know. I'm tired of asking everybody, you know, in the beginning of the fucking show how their day was.
You did shopping.
What happened? What What'd you say?
Extra trap.
What'd you say, yo, Peter Pablo in the face ass nigga?
Nigga.
Nigga, yo, Peter, no tail on a face ass nigga.
Oh, hold on. You all American dad and chin ass nigga.
Hey, yo, skeleton, technical difficulty, fucking emblem in the face ass nigga.
Yo, cobblestone face. Get on this show. Peanut butter and jelly teeth.
Yo, golden girl in the face ass nigga.
Hey Arnold in the head ass nigga. Kate Blanchett in the face.
Oh, Grand Poobah in the face ass nigga.
Yo, Lord Jamal in the face. Yo, Leonardo the Ninja Turtle in the face ass nigga.
Oh, Jerry Springer in the face ass nigga.
Hey, you all in the face ass nigga. Foot Soldier in the face ass nigga.
Oh, Star Warbucks in the face ass nigga.
You ain't even got no mouth, nigga.
You ain't got no tongue.
You ain't got no ears.
You ain't got no ankles.
When you laugh, your ears disappear.
You ain't got no toes. Nigga, hop around.
Your mama got two legs and a kickstand with a fucking apple with a chin strap that's got neon lights on it.
And your mother got one eye and one leg to call her Eileen.
Oh, boy. Come on, man. You're biting off niggas' jokes out here, man.
Your mother got a glass stomach with a Haitian in it.
Your mother rides a unicycle to work.
Right. Your mother has a unibrow. Oh, shit-stained lips.
Your mother just had a sex change like 2 weeks ago. Yeah, so she could be the father you never had.
Your mother had a C-section on her back. Oh, liver lips. Ah, shit. Yeah, man, there's a lot of angriness to talk about, man. Fuck it, I'm going to start it early in the game, man. Uh-huh. I have a cold, as y'all can tell. I'm over here eating on crackers and shit. I'm about to make some oodles and noodles with some Texas toast.
You ain't making no soup, nigga. You making some oodles and noodles. That ain't soup.
For real, that's what I told him.
You broke bastard.
Listen, man, as long as it's hot. As long as it's hot. I'm mad.
I'm going to eat a bowl of O's. You remember O's cereal?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You remember when you were sick and you had a sore throat and they had this old dusty, crappy ass spray bottle? It was a green liquid and they sprayed it in the back of your throat.
Yeah.
And supposedly that shit was supposed to work and it just made your fucking throat even ashier.
That was that shit.
The chloroseptic.
Yeah.
That shit ain't never fucking work, man.
Yeah, it did. It numbed your throat. Like, it stopped it from hurting because your throat used to hurt from coughing. You know what I'm saying? It irritated your throat from coughing so much. So what the chloroseptic did was it numbed it. It was like a fucking numbing agent or whatever.
Oh, well, I thought I was under the impression that it was supposed to cure it. It never fucking cured it. It just stopped it from hurting.
Well, you had the wrong impression, my brother. Just like...
I definitely did.
That's the same impression, like... You know, when you stand in the shower and you just let water run on you, like you do, you actually got to scrub with towel and soap. You know what I'm saying?
You for real? Oh,
yeah.
Damn. I thought the soap comes out of the faucet.
New developments.
Yeah, you learn something new every day, huh?
More or less, if you pay attention.
Yeah, I feel you on that one. Over rising guy and a face-ass nigga.
Oh, boy. Ham sandwich in the face.
Ham sandwich.
Like a ham sandwich.
Yeah, it is ham.
Ralph crammed it in the face ass nigga.
Your hand banana in the face ass nigga.
Get on this master shake in the mouth ass nigga.
Yo, Pee Wee Herman in the pants ass nigga.
Your iron sheik in the face.
About to get on this Randy Quaid in the face.
I'm about to get on this Triumph Wu-Tang in the face ass nigga.
Nigga, you all...
Oh, Donkey Kong Jr. in the face ass. Nigga, yo, Juicy Juice in the face ass.
Get on this Mario and Luigi in the
mouth. I'm about to get on this Notre Dame mascot in the face ass, nigga.
Nigga, you all ham and eggs in the face.
I'm about to get on this grits and gravy in the face ass, nigga.
I'm about to get on this raisin nuts in the face ass, nigga.
Your face looks like a plate of grits.
Look like a what?
A bowl of grits.
Fucking face with like beef stew, nigga.
Your mother's vagina is like beef stew.
Your mother's tits are like Cornish hens.
Your mother doesn't have any tits.
Your mother ain't got no nipples.
Your mother has just nipples.
Your mother has ass hairs on her mustache.
Your mother has a mustache on her ass.
Your mother has no eyes.
Your mother has a nose above her ass crack.
Which makes a face in the butt ass.
Butt
which
ass.
Makes her, which makes a face in the
nose
butt.
Ass. Butt nose.
Nose in the face ass.
Your mother has a vagina on her back. And tits on her shoulders.
Come on, man. You are.
And knees on her fucking ankles.
Non-union construction worker in the face ass, nigga.
Fuck that.
Back
I take that back. I'm in the union. I'm in the union.
Nigga,
I'm in the union!
Nigga, you all Mexican florist on 34th Street and 8th Avenue.
Hey, yo! Yo, Gyro selling my on 42nd Street in the face ass, man.
Are you all halal meat selling on the corn strip selling?
Yo, Muslim selling oils in the face ass, nigga.
Nigga, you all New York memorabilia and ass nigga. Fuck out of here.
Oh,
man, you old JJ the third and a face ass nigga.
I said a pass to you, dressing out with a third and face ass nigga.
Oh, getting into a mouth ass nigga.
Fuck it, get on this Dell DC. DC, what the fuck is that nigga's name? All your fuck is that nigga's name for next Friday?
Now we're angry, dog.
Pimp.
Nigga old Ghost Rider in the face ass nigga.
How does Don DC Curry in the mouth ass nigga?
Ah, that old Master P in the face ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this Mike Epps in the face ass nigga.
About to get on this Mystical in the face ass nigga.
What's going on with Edward Scissorhands in the face ass nigga?
Yo, P Funk in the face ass nigga.
Alex Trebek.
Oh, George Clinton in the hair ass nigga.
On this Pat Sajak in the face ass nigga. We have a fortune in the face ass nigga.
Yeah, I haven't heard that in a minute, Pat Sajak. Can I buy a vowel?
Poor ass up. Yo,
fuck up.
Yo, dry coconut in the face ass chick.
You a NuvaRing in the face ass nigga.
Yo, Figment in the face ass chick.
You a postal worker in the face ass nigga.
You a cable guy in the face ass chick.
You a Avon lady in the face ass nigga.
Y'all some radio host in the face ass nigga.
Oh, give me a beef patty, nigga. Oh, dot shop in the face ass.
Tell your mom to put some fur on the burger.
Some what?
Some fur on the burger. Just chop.
This shit is muffled out.
Hold on.
I said, tell your mom.
Hey, 6-4, how was your weekend?
Hold on, no. Slow down. I'm not done roasting.
Okay, my bad. Go ahead.
Hey, that fucking.
Hey, yo, dog, hold on, man. Tell
let that fanny pack in the face
on,
ass
man.
Nigga
tell
talk.
Tell your mom to put some fur on my brother. You fake John B in the face ass nigga.
Hey, yo, Eve Summer in the face ass nigga.
Hey, yo, extraterrestrial in the face.
Hey, yo, fucking.
Exactly.
5 Phantom 4 in the face ass nigga.
Oh, boy. Phantom of the Opera in the face ass nigga.
Yo, Swifty in the face ass
nigga. Your homosexual cousin from Island in the face ass nigga.
Murphat in the face ass nigga.
Yeah, Betty Boop in the face ass nigga.
You a meerkat, nigga.
Yo, Gary Coleman in the face ass nigga.
Come on now.
Timon the Pumbaa in the mouth ass nigga.
Come on now. Come on now, you Black Kramer. I'm about to get on this Richard Nixon in the face.
I'm about to get on this Richard Pryor in the face ass nigga.
I'm about to get... So, hold on. What's going on today with, like, things? Like, what's going on with things? Like, anything popping today, like, that people should know about or whatever?
Yeah, that your mom is still popping.
I mean,
and her legs are still up in the air.
I mean,
and I passed off the SD last night.
And
I fucking also taped it, and it was good.
Long distance.
And he took her back.
Really? It's popping, though.
That's what's popping, though.
What's popping now? What's good, though?
I mean, besides the fact that your mom's ovaries are dried up, like, I don't even know.
I mean, niggas are still fucking her. Niggas are still fucking her face, from what I've been told. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's still hope for her. You know what I mean? Like, her face is definitely being fucked. So, you know, I mean, I don't know. Mm-hmm. How do you take that?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you could leave it there, or you could pick it up and run with that. You know, more or less.
More or less. Oh man.
I thought so.
So yeah, my fucking man,
what's popping? So what's popping? Like between your mom's legs.
Your mom's coochie. Niggas already told you it's popping.
Mhm. His mom's legs is popping like popcorn with little crabs and spears and Indians.
Horrible red and black in the face, ass.
Barack Obama in the face, ass.
What's going on? This Bernard Hopkins in the face, ass.
We roll Trevor O'Neill in the face ass.
Oh, Shabba Ranks in the face ass, nigga.
I've been going on this Club of Lang in the face ass, nigga.
A lot of niggas don't even remember Shabba's younger and uglier brother, Nardo. Nardo Ranks in the face ass.
Nigga, you an ugly baby and an ugly adult.
Come on, son. Your mom was uglier than sperm.
Yeah.
Your mom is ugly sperm.
Tell your mom to stop being extra in those B movies and getting like $200 for the rent.
She gets it from your mom.
Does she really?
Which is Florville. Florvilla.
That's a fucking shame because your mom has love for patients, I guess.
It came on your mother's bifocals last night. I'm sorry.
I mean, that's not really important to me, but if you want to share it, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
That's just another part of your weakness, just like your mom's weakness.
See, Cooper got me on that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Cooper got me on that shit.
Can't take the flame.
I had to take the shit. It's just, why waste your breath? Oh, Blockbuster buying in the face ass nigga.
Flame this Roger roll back in the face ass nigga.
Oh, Roger. Oh, man. Yo, my cousin took his girl to the doctor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't know if he got her pregnant. Well, she thinks she's pregnant. So she went to the doctor's office, got the test and all that.
Hmm?
She told the doctor she didn't want to see the results. She said, you know, can she take a picture of it and go home? And then when she wants to see the results, she'll fucking pick it up and look at it. The doctor actually got a fucking attitude with her, and you know, because she was acting childish. What do you think about that?
Like, come on,
I mean, isn't it her choice whether she wants to do that or not? Okay.
You should just
face
man
face.
Up and fucking look at the fucking picture. Big fucking deal.
Oh, you said what?
I said she should just fucking look at the testicles. Big deal.
Yeah, she should man up, right?
Man up, that's right.
Fuck it. I mean, she's having a baby. She's having a baby, right?
That's right. Tighten up, chick.
And stop being a pussy.
That's right.
Stop being a pussy clock. Yeah, these niggas got a little quiet. What, they hang up?
Does he know?
Yeah, he knows. I mean, I don't think he knows what they're having, but I mean, he was there, like, he dropped his girl off. So, I don't know.
I'm saying, did he look at the test?
Yeah, actually, he did.
What did he say?
Huh?
What did he say?
He said she's not pregnant. But he doesn't tell me everything. I think she is, because he knows I'm going to fucking clown him.
Because what?
I'm going to clown him. I'm not going to clown him because he's having a baby. I'm going to clown him because, you know, he never uses condoms. I told that nigga, yo, when he's age, he's going to get one of these bitches pregnant. And, it's going to be a wrap. Damn, he's some good-ass rich pretzels. Crackers. Shut the fuck up. Some cheese.
Grilled cheese in his mouth,
though. Hey, 6-4. A Harley Davidson in the face ass nigga.
Mm-hmm. Cheese grits in the mouth ass nigga.
Ham in the butt ass nigga.
Oh. Beef and broccoli in the face ass
nigga. Chicken wings and fucking duck sauce in the face ass
nigga. Fried wonton soup in the face ass
nigga. Yo, fucking Chinese cracker in the face ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this shrimp egg roll in the face ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this butter loaf with. Got that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just fucking gave up in the middle of that.
I dump one in the mouth fast, nigga.
Yeah, 6-4 said that we should be playing like some old head shit. Some old school shit.
Where is he?
I mean, we don't really forget about like the OGs, man.
Oh, there you go.
The reason why we here, so just to pay homage or whatever, just, you know, slow it down for them one time if we could.
Yeah, I feel you. I'm over here looking for some shit, man. What'd you say, like some Run DMC shit?
It ain't gotta be rap.
Well, you know, that's all I got is rap, you know.
Whatever.
I ain't got like no old school G shit. Got a bunch of new shit.
Uh-huh.
I got some Beauty Jacks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised they didn't say shit. Fuck it, like, what age group we talking about?
Age group I'm talking about, nigga. Yo,
listen, he got nothing good up in there.
I ain't got nothing in the old time. I can throw some old music on.
Like, just play something a little off beat, son. Like, that's all I'm saying.
A little off beat. Play that Sandman, that's off beat.
You said Sandman?
Straight up.
I mean, nah, the Sandman is the Sandman, God. Like, I'm saying. Like, moving
like
away
some old release of Delph?
Yeah, like moving away from that Sandman shit. Like
slums,
like
moving into the slum era.
Like a little bit of Bring the Pain?
Nah, it's talking about. Like,
I mean, do you got any slum village? Like,
yeah,
some smoothed out.
I'll be trying to beam in the slum.
More smoothed out.
I'll be giving a nigga tracks. I'll be writing this shit down.
I don't have any of that.
Yo, JJ, you don't got no Slum Village?
Nah. I seem to have to download that shit now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'll be on tomorrow.
I mean, it don't take him the time to download shit. Baby.
Yeah, you're right. let's see. Fucking, oh, shit, I forgot my stove is on.
Oh, Lord.
Slim, no Slim. Oh, okay, fuck it, I'll put this shit on. I mean, it's kind of mellow.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Who is it?
Huh?
It's
Snoop Dogg.
All
right. Let me see if I got anything else before I put this shit on.
Dizzles.
Oh! Yeah, we're definitely going to be playing some tracks with, it's going to be, Shoot That Motherfucker Down. It involves different tracks from different people out there that think the shit is hot. I don't think it's hot. And I'm sure 6-4 isn't going to think it's hot either. Or SD or Cuba. I'm going to shoot him down, talk shit about him, and just ask why. Why the fuck did you put your time and effort in this bullshit?
You're about to play the bullshit.
Huh?
Boom.
Isn't that prick, sir? Shut his mic off. Somebody shut his mic off.
Shut your trap.
Yeah, this is Snoop Dogg, Sensual Seduction. That's the slowest shit I got. Small, smooth, pimped out player. Little smooth G-funk piece of shit.
Player.
Yeah. Hit us up on the jam lines 347-215-8388. Setting with difficulty.
Walton Math.
Difficulty. I said difficulty.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Setting with difficulty.
Special ed in the face.
Special ed in the face. I think it's coming out to you. Give it up. TV show.
Oh, man. Y'all niggas.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take my time. She gonna get hers before I'm gonna
take it
slow.
My time, damn it.
I'm not gonna rush.
I want that pussy for my cat.
So she can get a sexual eruption. So I can get a sexual eruption. So we can get a sexual eruption. rough shiny. Sexually rough shiny. Sexually rough shiny. Sexually rough shiny. Oh, I'm gonna take my time. I was all in the club, sipping some me and smoking on the blunt of dro when I peeped this little hoe out. I was all in the bar when drip stuff, shorty red came on, then she hit the flow net. With a see-through dress, long hair, light brown eyes, looking like Miss Bo Peep. And a nigga know if I take her home with them wide-ass hips, you're damn right I'm gon' be. So I approached the chick with a real pretty face, big-ass booty with a little bitty waist. I whispered in her ear, little mama, what you drink? I know that you were free, but you know I ain't gon' say shit. See, my game is outrageous. I got her to the crib and exchanged some fuck faces. But it wasn't no use for me to rush to bust one, cause I wanted her to have an eruption.
Sexually rough shiny.
Sexual eruption. Yeah.
Sexually rough shiny. Whoa.
Orgasm.
Sexually rough shiny. Sexually rough shiny.
That was actually a pretty decent song. I'm pretty sure that's not what 6-4 was actually looking for. But, she was alright, man. I checked the call logs to see how many people we have listening. We have 55 people listening right now.
Yo, that was a smooth song, though.
Oh, you liked it?
Yeah, I liked that.
That shit was good money.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I heard that somewhere before, though. That was Snoop singing, right?
Yeah.
Alright, that was cute.
She said, that was cute.
It was cute.
I like the little background. That song.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, no. Actually, you did hear it before. You heard it from on here.
What?
You heard it from on here.
Okay.
Because I played the instrumental all the time.
All right. That's a smooth, see? You had it all along.
Yeah.
Now you're about to play the instrumental now, let me guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's cute.
That's cute, real cute.
Hold yo, on. Hey, Cuba.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My cousin, I texted him on the phone.
Dropping spread.
And and he said that his girl is pregnant.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
Huh?
Oh, yeah, you text him?
Yeah. He said he actually saw it. He said they couldn't really see. Because his girl wanted to give him the thing, so she took a picture of it and sent it to his mail. And
wow.
He looked it on the computer, and he had two lines. They had a line next to the C and next to the T.
Well, sadly enough, they can't tell whether it's his or not until the fucking baby comes out.
Yeah.
Guess what? I'm gonna have a chat.
That's what the fuck? Yo, Ashley, you know exactly what this happened. Man. Hello.
The fuck is happening?
Hello.
Watch the flash button. Make sure it should be right.
Hello.
You man of Shevitz, Jewish wine in the face ass.
There
nigga.
We go. That's a little better.
He called them some Portuguese man of war in the face ass.
Nigga, this nigga smells like a fart trapped in my shirt. And then released in like an hour.
Oh, shit. Yo, listen to this.
You stinky ass.
Never
mind.
Come on, man. Yeah, but, wait, he's a little shot? Because doesn't it take 2 weeks to get someone pregnant?
What?
Doesn't it take 2 weeks to know if you got them pregnant or not?
I mean...
So he said it was 9 days.
9 days for what?
9 days since he had sex with his girl. Raw.
I mean, it all depends on when they had sex. Like, when she's ovulating, you know what I'm saying?
Well, he said she was just getting off her, he said his girl was spotting.
What does that mean, spotting?
I guess that a last cycle or whatever. Like the
thing. Women spot for a lot of reasons, though. You can't just say she's spotting. She could spot because, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's the end of her period, it's the beginning of her period.
Yeah, I don't even say it was the end. It was towards the end because earlier during the week. Because when he told me, I'm like, dog, you're a nasty fuck, man. You went raw when she was still on her period. I'm going to fucking spot in the night.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was like, well, man, I just woke up.
Yeah, don't act like y'all never had sex raw before with the
not raw. I would know period.
I would know period.
Yeah, I don't know about no period, though. That's a little.
Hold on. Don't act like y'all never had sex on a period before. Not raw. On a period. Don't act like
not at all.
Never?
Oh, wait. Not raw?
Never been in the red zone?
Oh, yeah, I have.
Never been in the red zone, my dog.
Oh, what?
I've been in there with a condom on? Yeah. Well, he said he woke up with the hard dick. He said he just rolled over and just, he's like, fuck it, man.
Fuck it? Yeah.
And he said he tried to pull out and he pulled out, but it's the pre-cum. The pre-cum is a bitch.
He didn't try hard enough, fuck it.
Pre-cum is a bitch. Fellas out there, you can get a chick pregnant with pre-cum.
You sure can. Believe me.
A lot of women.
I say we have a drink to that.
Huh?
I'm not drinking.
I say we have a drink to that.
I ain't drinking no damn pre-cum. I ain't causing nothing but trouble.
Hell yeah. Yeah, dog. Fuck up.
Shit. About to have some barbecue chicken and shit. None of us don't know about that shit from Top Chef. I just fall back.
I don't think anybody cares. What about you, SD? You care? Thank you for being on my team.
Exactly.
Well, I'm not on anybody's team. I'ma just leave that between y'all niggas. And
basically, I mean.
Oh
like,
yeah.
How
I'm about to shut your fucking mic off. I know that.
Oh yeah.
Power happy because I was power happy yesterday.
Ooh, power happy.
You
power happy.
Yeah, when I was muting you.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'm over here talking. And all of a sudden, I'm like, yeah, so I went to the store the other day, and I'm like, okay, he's going to cut me off in the middle of a sentence. And I didn't know I got muted until SD is like, nigga's muted. I'm about to roast this nigga. I'm about to go in on this nigga.
How did you get muted?
Because she was doing the show.
I had control yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, fucking, yeah. Niggas pretty much raped me with no lube. Pause.
Damn sure it did.
Anybody know about computers?
Come what?
Negative.
I'm guessing right. Nah, for some reason, everything opened.
Oh,
opening.
Yeah.
I'm watching this video, and this guy, he's in a bike race, and he tried to go down the dip. And he fell, and the bike went into the crowd. That shit is hilarious. Britney Spears, whore ass. She's having a baby.
Whore ass.
Yeah.
Is she really?
Yeah. Like, why? You didn't even take care of the last one.
The last two.
Oh, wow. The last two.
Keep her legs down, that's all.
Huh?
She can't keep her legs down, that's all.
Yeah, nope.
It's usually a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they get like 26 and their pussies all beat up, they realize maybe they weren't making such a good choice.
Yeah, maybe we should have kept them closed a couple of nights.
You know what I'm saying? So then they like to try to make themselves feel better by and niggas beat it more.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
see, the family superstar rapper Kanye West is, are making funeral arrangements for Dr. Donda. William West in Oklahoma is passed from. Damn, that sucks. I don't know what, well, I don't even want to talk about that. Let's just say, if my, it's funny because if my father passed, I wouldn't be so right. But if my mom passed, I'd be I'll feel 10 times worse than I'll feel if my father passed. And do you know why?
I mean,
a lot of guys, well, a lot of women or men,
because you're
babies.
Feminist?
Shut up, babies.
Mama's boy.
I'm your mama's boy. Anyway, but I think I walked right into that one, just like his mother walked into my bedroom last night.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Oh shit, I gotta go in on you, sick.
Yeah, but yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Keep quiet, boy. Anyway, these some good ass Chris crackers. Yo, a lot of kids, like, you know, when a woman gets birth, the father isn't around as much because he's, you know, he's a working man and he feels as though the woman should take care of the kids, should take care of the kids. But in all actuality, that's not a good move because when the baby gets older, you wonder why that baby's always fucking crying and shit when you're holding your son or daughter. Well, the baby's crying because it doesn't know you, motherfucker. Maybe if your stinky ass would have been taking care of the baby as much as the woman is taking care of it, it wouldn't cry with you, too. So now you got to worry while your wife is out with her friends, and I mean, you're watching the baby, and you're wondering why the fuck is crying. Men, stand on your responsibility, man. You man enough to... Wow, what the fuck? If you're man enough to fucking lay pipe raw or use them old-ass raggedy condoms that y'all use and they fucking bust, man, you better be ready to fucking, you know, take responsibility. And take care of your responsibilities as a motherfucking man. You been me about that before? Oh, what the fuck?
Unmute his ass. Come on.
That nigga's already unmuted. I didn't mute him from the gate.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I thought you muted him.
No, I didn't mute him.
Oh, man. Has a woman ever had an abortion for you?
Huh?
Has a female ever had an abortion for you?
Yeah, two of them.
No, honestly.
Yeah, two.
So what was your story? Did they trick you into, like, not using a condom, or did, like, condom accidentally break, or, like, did, like, what happened? What was the magical reason why you're not responsible for that and why you're not a hypocrite for saying what you just said?
Well, I'm not a hypocrite because I don't tell women get an abortion. I leave it up to them.
Oh,
if you want to keep it, we can keep it. Let's make a family. I'm going to do what I got to do. And I'm going to be there and be on the 50-50 thing so that, you know, kids don't be screaming and crying and all that shit and wondering who the fuck is holding me. So, yeah, I'm not a hypocrite. I wouldn't preach something and not take my own advice. That's number one. Number two, if I get someone pregnant, by all means, yo, look, I'm not telling you to fucking get an abortion because I'm not the one that's going to have to sit in that line and lay on that table and feel sad and sorry. Therefore, it's not my decision. It's your decision. If you decide to keep it, fuck it. Keep it. Let's make this work. If you want to get rid of it, fine. Get rid of it. We lay down the laws. I might not be ready. You might not be ready. But if you still want to have it, let's have it. What's the hypocriteness in that?
Well, because what you said actually was anybody who would, like, put on the tight condom or whatever it is that you said and basically take the risk, which we all do every time we strap up or don't strap up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Should be ready to handle the responsibility.
Exactly.
We're not talking about whether or not
because you don't absolve yourself of the responsibility of that just because, you know, you quote unquote put the power in her hands. You know what I'm saying? It's not that easy, dog. Like, just because you say, listen, it's your decision, whatever type of environment you create, and she'll feel what type of environment you'd be willing to create for that child, is also responsible. You dig what I'm saying? So you are a hypocrite for saying that.
Okay, how am I a hypocrite if I explain everything
you
just said? Like,
you
make no sense right now.
Because you don't have any children.
Because I don't have any choice?
Mm-hmm. You don't have any children.
I don't have any children. Oh, there we go with that line. So
no, it's not. I'm not saying because you don't know what it's like to have kids. I'm saying because you didn't go through with that. She got an abortion. So I mean, what are you talking about?
Okay, but what I'm telling you is that if a female,
hold on a second.
Yeah.
This guy's a fucking prick.
All right, now we can continue. Go ahead.
That nigga's stupid.
Oh, man.
That's the best part.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, listen, don't even worry about that shit, son. Honestly, I don't know if anybody's really ever ready, totally, son. It ain't about the money. It's about the state of mind and all of that. So, I don't know, God, but it's fucked up. Like, you can't just say, like, I've said to women before, yo, listen, it's your decisions. I ain't going to be in there with you, whatever. Like, I'll support you in any way I can, but it is ultimately a decision, but it's still fucked up, you know what I'm saying?
So, what you're saying, saying is, if I be like, look, I don't want, but see, that's when you get the, like, technically, all right, true, I'm going to put it like this. It's like when you come out and say,
uh-huh.
"Oh well, look, you know, I don't want to have the baby." Like by all means, if I don't want it, I'm like, "Look, I really don't want it." But I said, "It's your decision." But if I fall back, it's because I'm like, "Well, hey, if we have it, we have it. If we don't, we don't." You know, sometimes I do get in those moods because you know I do want a child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I don't want to be stupid about it.
Nope, not at all.
And then be like, "Oh shit." You giving birth? This shit is serious. Let's go get a real job. You know? And I'm fucking working 10 jobs and shit because I ain't taking it serious. All in all, you're right. I do have a say because she didn't get pregnant by herself. But what I'm saying is if she wants to have it, why argue with her and be like, no, fuck that. You're going to get an abortion. I'm not the one laying on the table. So if I was the one laying on the table, I'd probably change my mind on that one. So that's why, in a sense, you got to think for her.
Yo, if a woman wants to have a child, there's no way you're going to tell her to not have it. Well, no way.
No, there are ways. Weak-minded women would be like, all right, fuck it, I don't want to lose you, so I'll go get it done. Strong-minded women be like, look, man, I'm pregnant.
I mean,
so this is the deal.
I can't even speak about the experience from, like, the weak-minded ones. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nah, not really, dog.
Nah.
Like, the fucking tough ones be like, look, this is the deal, nigga. I'm pregnant. So this is the deal. You need to get your shit together. You need to get a real job. Well, look, why don't you get, abortions, that's out of it. You say abortions again, I'm going to knock out the other teeth like I knocked out last night. So get your shit together. I'll holler at you in 9 months. Peace. Those are, real strong, rugged ones. And then you got the women out there that, you know, they got the keeper nigga baby.
The keeper nigga baby.
The one that got pregnant on purpose just to keep a nigga.
And you know what? That usually doesn't work most of the time.
So what?
That never works.
Huh?
That never works.
Yeah, it never works.
All they get to keep is a baby.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then the fucked up part about it is that they're actually disappointed when they realize that they only got to keep the baby.
Right. And then sometimes they like take it out on the baby and all kinds.
Yeah.
But see, that's when you guys do have a say because see, one of my friends did that, but that's because the guy was like, well, fuck it, you do what you want. See, if he would have been honest and was like, listen, you want to have it, go ahead, have it. I don't want no part of it. I'm not going to come see it. I'm not going to support it. I'm not going to nothing. The most you're going to get out of me is child support through the court.
Whoa, 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 whoa. What do you mean the most?
If he would have said that, she probably wouldn't have had it. if he would have said that.
But oh, well, you said her, if she's not up for it just for money.
Yeah.
I don't know, yeah.
I mean, I honestly don't know what the fuck niggas be thinking. Like if they say some shit like that, like, how can you not be interested in your future, dog?
Because niggas are stupid.
Well, some people aren't.
And then they realize it. Like they realize in a later time.
I mean, some niggas just put other things ahead of that. Like,
yeah, like, you know, fucking getting rims and, oh, I'm trying to get these rims. I don't need no baby right now. Oh, dog, are you serious?
Getting money, basically, because a baby equates to taking away money. You know what I'm saying? Like, a baby is minus money.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
You in the red with a baby, nigga.
Huh?
You in the red with a baby, nigga.
Straight up. You want to save
money.
Life. Old
money, nigga.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think we're all clear now. System's clear.
Well, your system is clear?
System's clear. We have a green light for takeoff.
Oh, what?
Yeah, and I got a call from line B because line A is, leave charge or something.
It's in the pipeline right now, huh?
Yeah, I'm trying to unclog the pipeline.
Yeah, I hear that.
We got a 10-second countdown, 10-second countdown.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But,
I got a question.
Talk to me.
If a chick told you, so you get married, and the chick goes, well, you go, yo, there's one quick thing before we get married and all this, or while we're getting married, whatever the process is, sign this prenup right quick.
I'm out of here.
And she goes, no, I'm not signing that prenup. You should not get a prenup because that's just bringing failure to the relationship. Like, you just want to, like, you might just leave me. Like, you're thinking negative. How would you feel about that?
I might just leave you. If so happened we could happen to split up, I'm just keeping my shit. That's all. That's about it. Like, come on, run, run.
What about you, Cooper? Would you sign
I'm
the prenup?
The prenup. Hell
huh?
Yeah, I'm all for the prenup.
Oh, really?
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want no nigga trying to entitle to anything that I have my damn self.
Now, you say that now.
Both ways.
You say that now, but if you meet a nigga that's making, and he's Sir Chief Lots of Dough, and he
then
making
I'll
money.
Then I just make sure I have a lot of his baby, so I get him that way now.
Ooh, wow. you know what? Ain't no psych about it. You meant that shit.
If I met a filthy rich ass nigga, yeah.
What you gotta do?
And I really liked him, and I really loved him, and I was gonna get married with him. I'll sign a prenup. Why not? Or if not, I'll just make him buy me property, whatever I want. I want this. I want that. You don't gotta sign no prenup. I want this. I want that.
So would you hit? You have two. You have two kids, right?
Uh huh.
Now, is the baby father there?
Where?
Is he there or is he a dickhead?
He's a dickhead.
So, did you hit him up with child support?
No.
Oh, wow. You know, it's kind of funny because my mom didn't do that to my father. She said she didn't want no parts of him. She was like, fuck it.
Exactly. I feel the same way.
That's how a lot of women, they don't think. Like, they like, oh, no, fuck that. Like, when you do shit like that, that's pretty much telling them that you still need him. So, if you're trying to get over him and get away from him, as stupid as it may sound, don't hit him up for child support. And I'm not saying that because I'm a guy. I'm saying that because you never get respected. I mean, show that you can do it on your own. Because if you get child support from him, that means you need him.
No,
and if he
it's
knows
really,
this, huh?
So it's not exactly always like that. I mean, it's not that you need, it's just that, you know what? The woman shouldn't always just take everything on her plate and carry the majority of the burden. See, me, I'm fortunate enough that, you know, I can do that. But that's
mm-hmm.
because I apply myself. Not all women can do that. Not everybody has the same, you know, position and help and whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, fuck that. They shouldn't be just, you know, let me tell you, it gets me tight sometimes. Like, yo, this motherfucker's scot-free, not worrying about shit.
Nah, but see, both of your daughters are going to be scientists, and they're going to make money, so, you know. Or they're going to be an American Idol. One of them might get booed off, and the other one might, you know, might take it to the next round and get booed off of there. But, so they'll still be good, you know?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, she ain't like that. Don't be talking shit about my daughters.
That's right. My future Einsteins.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, but you know what, to tell you the truth, I think it just, you know, he can't hold nothing over me. I don't need you. I don't need nothing from you, and I never did. That just kind of, like, brings him down. Like, oh, shit.
Exactly. When a nigga thinks that you don't need him, that hurts him the most. He might act like, oh, fuck it. Oh, that's what's up. But the thought of him, you not needing him, and you doing it out on your own, rips them to shreds. But hey, what can I say? 6'4".
Now, don't get me wrong. The nigga acts, you know, he starts fucking with me. Then, see, me, I've been separated since 2004. I can go back and collect child support since 2004. You know, and if he starts fucking with me, listen, you know what? Now I'm going to do this. And then I know he's going to get, you know, locked up because he doesn't have the money to pay all at once. And then I get what I want, him out of my way.
Mm.
But it hasn't been no need for that yet.
I just noticed when 6'4 said goodbye, I thought he was saying goodbye about the subject. This nigga actually hung up.
No, he said his phone died.
Huh?
He said his phone died.
Oh. Yeah, so, you know.
I mean, definitely makes him less of a man. I look at him like less of a man. Like, nigga, you ain't shit.
Huh.
Well, you ain't shit. He said, I ain't shit. He said, you gonna tell me I ain't shit? He said, I tell your mama you ain't shit.
I ain't trying to tell you shit. I tell your mama I ain't shit. I mean, come on, man. Why are we doing this, man? I don't know, little nigga. You ready to die?
You ready to die? Straight up.
Ah, shit.
He was spazzing on that nigga in the lab.
Oh, man. Hey, Kuba, did you check your email?
No.
Really?
I opened it, but I haven't checked it yet.
Yeah, I sent you something about, you know, for the show.
Said no, nigga.
Some old funny shit. Oh, Martian,
oh, yeah?
Martian in the face ass nigga, yeah.
Oh, man, I might just get on this foghorn, leghorn in the face ass nigga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, it's not a joke. Ah, that's some good ass tea, shit.
Yeah, I'm about to see what's on the menu right now out there.
Is it still snowing out there?
Nah,
it's as cold as a motherfucker. And it's windy.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm used to it, though.
Bye. Bye.
Your fame is well-deserved, Spaniard. I don't think there's ever been a gladiator to match you.
As for this young man, he insists you are Hector reborn.
What's it, Hercules? Why doesn't the hero reveal himself and tell us all your real name? You do have a name.
My name is Gladiator.
How dare you show your back to me? Slave! You will remove your helmet and tell me your name.
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, general of the Felix Legions, loyal servant to the true emperor, Marcus Aurelius, father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife, and I will have my vengeance in this life or the next.
Touch it, remix. Keep it locked. TD show. Got a game. SD. Kuba. JJ. Six Fizzle. 347. 215-8388. Shout outs, dedications, and requests. For another hour. Instead of 9 o'clock p.m. It's now 8 o'clock in the p.m. Keep it locked. To the beat.
Just imagine if they cut the lights off the club. Getting low, Banks. Who you know that gotta flow this shit? Pump shotty, nobody can hold his clip. Them hoes I am, they probably own my dick. Them chocolate will look good in my old
turn it
dick.
Up,
you know I stay with the shit. No need to try. I can show ass bye-bye, you be alone in the sky. In the first human being, have to learn how to fly. And I be low on the BM on my way out of wide. I know it feels like I've been gone for a minute, but I'm back chinchilla ice on with a fitted. Everybody talk money, everybody been living. That bull bread small in the arm.
Turn it up,
you know I'm doing my thing, it's blue in the rain. If you had it like this, you'd probably do it the same. But you won't, cause you broke, all you do is complain. After the club, I'ma put a few in the range and let them
catch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it.
Anything this took, it's gonna be a breakdown. Come through like, what I'm gonna take now, whatever the fuck I want. Trust me, dog, it gets ugly when it comes to the
turn
hook.
It up,
niggas like studs, you in the front. I'ma hit you in your man, and I'ma hit you where you stand.
What?
Niggas ain't built for nothing. What that do? How that do?
What?
Fuck you, faggot. I shot at you. And what? You and your man fuck. You and your man's truck. But you can't suck.
Get it up. You know how this shit goes. Let that shit go. Ain't nothing changed. Been the same from the get-go. Get up out that window. Ain't gonna tell you again. Fuck it. Say hello to my little friend.
Catch it, bring it, say it. Watch it, turn it, leave it. Stop, I'm at it. Catch it, bring it, say it. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Touch it, bring it, pay it. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Touch it, bring it, pay it. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop,
get
I'm
low,
at
X.
It.
This is the monster, X the beast. Fucking with bus, every day is a feast. Stay off the streets, tired of talking to y'all niggas. I'ma stick a fork in y'all niggas. When I hit a man, that truck come get a man. Fuck the hot cell, man. But ain't no remorse for the corpse.
Get low, Mary.
Maybe you can guess who it is.
Uh-huh.
Mary J. Blige, I'm about to handle my biz.
Uh-huh.
I'm on my grown woman show. I rep for the kids in every hood. And all my people doing a bit.
Turn it up.
Now you know who's really the queen. Deliver the mail. 730,000 first week of my sale. The haters watch and they watch looking all pale. While I'm on a yacht overseas doing my nails.
Get low, Mary.
Well, let me show you how we do. I gotta thank everyone for copping the breakthrough.
Uh-huh.
Bus did take one, the remix is take two. You love the way we reinventing how we just
turn
stay
it up.
New.
How we selling out the stadiums, arenas, and all. Only Louis and Gucci, we don't shop at the mall. Got your party and a dance and I'm having a ball. And you're loving the way we repping how we do it for y'all. Go ahead and
catch it, bring it, pay it. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Touch it, bring it, pay it. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Touch it, bring it, pay it. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Touch it, bring it, pay it. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop.
Is there any women in here? Like it when I'm spanking them and pulling their hair. It's a freak in your presence, I'm just making it clear. Letting you all know if you wasn't aware. Get your hands up in the air, if you're ready to go. Come through your city and I'm murdering the show. I'm the truth, we're in the problem if you didn't know. Get up right in your face and all in EO. Show me what you wanna do. I ain't got time to deal with your attitude. This too was designed to get you in the mood. Tryna do something nasty with you and your I'm a freaky little brother with a whole lot of loot. The boy working with something and I'm kinda cute. Watch the way I do it, how I turn it out. Guarantee you'll be trying to pull my
catch it, bring it, pay it. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Touch it, bring it, pay it. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Touch it, bring it, pay it. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Touch it, bring it, pay it. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it.
Get low, fat,
Pulse. Had to get on this club, bang, gonna smack you in your mouth, make you swallow your pump razor. Pop a couple bottles, laugh about it with Bust later. Bear witness, I'm the young savior.
Turn it up.
Got Staten Island on my pinky, Queens on my thumb, dude. The Bronx on my middle finger, screaming, fuck you. Drop ice in Manhattan, so they the ring finger. You know I had to keep Brooklyn on the trigger finger. Five bubbles of death, you don't understand. I got New York City in the palm of my hand. Now I can make a tight fist and let it crumble ridiculous. Or I can smack the world with a New York
fist.
I grip the mag and get the clapping. If it happens, rip a shack and spin a back and lift the tat, I'm getting at him. Pick up a different magnum, then attack him. When I grab him, trigger's blasting with a passion. Get it cracking, a assassin. We let him.
Catch it, bring it, pay it. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Touch it, bring it, pay it. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Touch it, bring it, pay it. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Touch it, bring it, pay it. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it.
gold digger.
See me rolling up in your hood. Uh-huh. These jokers screaming, damn right, still be looking good. Yeah. They do their little Mac. Be asking me who I tap. Ain't none of your concern. You a G, make it happen.
When I give a nigga some play, he losing his brain. Asking me a bunch of questions, acting like he my main. Wanna stretch a bitch out, telling me I'm in change. And saying, damn, my fast. You fell for the game.
Low digger.
Now he's sitting there looking stuck. He's thinking cause he spent a little dough, I'm gon' fuck. If money ain't a thing, I'm saying let a bitch know. Type to empty your account, how far you willing to go?
Now we hopping on a jet, he ain't wasting no time. Told me all his fish paid, any place I can find. Hit the islands in the winter, tricking all on the dime. Ain't a shorty in the world, pussy better than mine. They wanna
catch it, bring it, say it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stuck for matter. Catch it, bring it, say it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stuck for matter. Catch it, bring it, say it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stuck for matter.
But this
it,
is serious, man.
Get low, Missy.
Don't I look charming? Put your lips upon me. Kiss it, touch it, good. Yes, I wish you would.
Turn it up.
Come on,
like to see me when I dip, baby dip.
Don't it look like I got Beyonce hips? Looking like I could be like Nia Long. Boy, you smoking that cheat and charm. Have you ever seen fitness in a thong? You can hit it like a game of ping pong. If you give me two shots of Patron, nigga, bring it on. I might let you take
it.
Never so hard. Misdemeanor in here. This year, be clear. Y'all best be weird. Fear MCs, y'all income here. I'm toxic, baby.
Like a Britney Spears. Catch it, bring it, say it. Watch it, turn it, leave it. Stuck for matter. Catch it, bring it, say it. Watch it, turn it, leave it. Stuck for matter. Catch it, bring it, say it. Watch it, turn it, leave it. Stuck for matter. Catch it, bring it.
You see me, you love me. The streets declare me God of the hood. You niggas is watching and wishing you could. Reclaiming the throne the way I got it. Lock it, motherfucker, what's good? You trying to stop it, I'm wishing you
turn
would.
Turn it up, cause in the black I hit you with the fact that the God is a mortal with spit. The way I be doing historical shit. In case you when your niggas act like you ain't knowing, I'm informing your clip. I take your bitch while I'm performing my shit.
Get low, bud. As I was saying, niggas know I ain't playing. There's no more delaying. I'm coming and slaying the street with the heat. Now turn up the beat until you go deaf. I eat a nigga food till ain't nothing left.
Turn it up. Now the way I kill it is smash like I'm doing it for the TV. Respect it. You better get to saluting me when you see me. Lloyd Banks, Pat Poots, and Busta Bust. Yeah, I'm greedy. I paint the illest picture for the hood like I do graffiti. Go.
Catch it, bring it, say it. Watch it, turn it, leave it. Stuck for matter. Catch it, bring it, say it. Watch it, turn it, leave it. Stuck for matter. Catch it, bring it, say it. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop for matter. Touch it, bring it, babe. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop for matter. Touch it, bring it, babe. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop for matter. Touch it, bring it, babe. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop for matter. Touch it, bring it. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop for matter. Touch it, bring it, fade. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop for matter. Touch it, bring
it. Remix,
bye.
teach you what's right or wrong. Now post up on the wall with it, go off like a dog. I'm jumping at this opportunity like I'm a pro. I'm out there soft, so I know you know what I'm about, girl. We in the club, standing on the couch like war. We in my kitchen, had 2 minutes shots to the net. Then mama told me we ain't finished, and she threw it back. Fight. You in trouble, girl, it's down, turn the lights on. I'm a fool, you ask about my status. I bet they tell you I'm wretched. Okay. I hit clubs and shut them down. Oh, she acting, she a clown, I can make her settle down. Just give me a couple rounds, just to show what's going down. You know me, I'm hurricane, I try to win in the flames. Especially when they see my swagger, they like how I do my thing. Shaking like a cyclone, watch out, I'm like a plane.
Get up,
let's go.
Purple on my lips, liquor spilling out my cup. When I step up in the spot, the girls already know what's up. I'm the weatherman.
Weatherman,
rain, wherever, man.
Yeah.
And the fly,
fly,
high like a pelican. Girl moves eloquent, look at what she's carrying.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Shout it, shake it like a jelly.
I said it's jiggling, baby.
Baby, well, go ahead, baby.
Baby.
I told her to make it clap. She said, you're so crazy. My eyes so lazy, and I'm so hazy.
Yeah.
And they can get the shooting. Still wouldn't face me. I'm feeling like Superman.
Yeah.
On a Superman.
Shout it, shake it like a cyclone.
And I'ma blow a couple grand.
Gorillas or your pharmacist.
Hello.
Pop two of them.
Did it all night long.
Hey.
Alice in Wonderland.
Was Baby Bash and a bunch of other motherfuckers that I don't really know. I think Young Jock and Young Jeezy, one of them motherfuckers, one of them young niggas is up in there. That was a Cyclone remix. I mean, goodbye.
Yes, sir.
I'm actually trying to look up on YouTube now. I don't know if you fellas, I'm unmuting y'all right now. Well, I mean, I'm unmuting you guys now. I don't know, have y'all heard about, because Kuba mentioned it, and I did some investigation. I found it, found the whole article, and I'm looking for it on YouTube, about Akon, someone throwing something at Akon, and allegedly, when the guy went on stage, he threw him,
yeah.
And he, the guy that he threw landed landed on a 15-year-old woman, or girl, whatever.
I ain't gonna lie, now, I heard he pushed some nigga off the stage or whatever. I ain't hear all that.
Yeah. Let me read this shit right quick. It says, the infamous YouTube clip of Akon tossing a 15-year-old fan into the crowd of a concert will be causing Akon more legal trouble than he had anticipated. Criminal charges have been brought by a second victim who claims she was also injured in an incident caught on tape. During the June concert, after Akon threw the young male audience member from the stage into the crowd, the boy allegedly landed on another fan, Abby Rosa, who told the journals that she suffered a concussion as a result. Akon is due in a Fishkill, New York courtroom Monday to be arraigned on misdemeanor charges of endangering the welfare of a minor and second degree harassment. Wow, that's crazy. Now, come on, man, you're like a target. I don't understand my brother's stupid dude, stupid shit like that. I mean, you know they're targeting you. When you do stupid shit like, when they do stupid shit like that, it's like a, you know, oh, shit. Fuck, man. I swear, man, if I
rewind.
Ah! Fuck, man. I burnt my Texas toast. Shit.
You shouldn't be eating right now.
Huh?
You shouldn't be
sick.
Eating right now.
Fuck it, I'm eating just like this, too. It's all burnt and shit. Fuck, man, I'm over here smelling like, yo, that shit smell good. Hey. Where these perks go? Hey, 6'4". SD. You know what, man? These motherfuckers.
Shut the fuck up.
Alright, there we go. I'm gonna talk all shit. I'll be like, yo, y'all niggas make me look bad. And the reason why y'all make me look. Let me finish.
Look bad, nigga.
The reason why y'all make me look bad is the sprint wise. Like, I have sprint and I'm bigging it up all the time. And I was about to say, if your phone keep cutting off, you're making me look bad.
You make yourself look bad, nigga.
Huh?
You make yourself look bad, nigga.
I couldn't hear you, but I act like I heard you. Okay. Oh, man. Hey, Six Fizzle. Okay, you know what, man. I don't know if he was there or not, but I'm hanging up. If he was there, you can call back.
That nigga was crazy.
Who the fuck sent me a message?
Your mama.
My mother?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. That was cute. It was as cute as the freckles on your mother's butt cheeks.
That's just exactly what I told your mom.
She's
cute. I was about to say, that's exactly what I told your mom. She's cute.
Oh, yeah?
She's cute. She's cute. Spurable.
Oh, yeah, that. Well, you're back on air, nigga.
What?
I said 6'4 is back.
I never go nowhere, nigga.
No, I said something, you didn't answer, so I figured you hung up. Oh, man. Promoted my ass off today.
Mm-hmm.
Half sleep and shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened.
Burnt Texas toast.
Texas toast. Yeah, burnt Texas toast.
Mm-hmm.
When you're chewing the bread, it's not supposed to sound like that. It's not like I'm chewing fucking crackers. Shit makes me mad. Oh, you heard about Manny Fresh's sister?
No.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me welcome this guest. Hey, Cuba.
Yeah. I have him.
Is your computer on?
Is my computer on? Yeah.
Well, how about you get it on? Why don't you get your little ass in the, or your big ass, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
In chat room. I want to talk to these motherfucking guests. There's too many in here to handle. It's like 25,000 of them. Okay, I'm lying. It's only 2,500. What's going on in everyone's life, man?
God damn it. What happened?
What's going on in your life?
What?
What's going on in your life, prick face?
It's a Texas toast I just fucking grilled.
Oh, pussy boy!
Oh, man.
Yeah, 6'4 left me a message. A very, very casual, angry message.
Uh-huh.
Nigga told me to flag my war boots. And after that, he said, every time I don't answer my phone, I'm like a little bitch. He's gonna roast me. I've been called everything. I've been called a Pringles mascot and a face-ass nigga.
Yes, sir.
All the way to auto mechanic and a face-ass nigga.
To a truck driver.
Oh, man. Yo, Pepsi. Yo, I need a Pepsi right now, man. Yo, Pepsi and a face-ass nigga.
You need a Mountain Dew, you said?
Oh, yeah. Mountain Dew would be the shit. What's your favorite Pepsi product?
I don't like Pepsi, I like Coke.
You like Coke?
Fuck, mm-hmm. I like the cherry Pepsi, that's my shit. Fuck Pepsi.
Yeah, I feel the same way, man. Feel the same way.
I'm after this right now, though.
Yo, hey, guys.
What?
The fuck up. Anyway, so,
Oh, yeah? That was silly, you silly bastard.
You silly bastard. Raccoon face bastard.
Oh, really?
That's what I
tell your mother.
Oh, yeah?
Every time I kick in the back of the head when I'm busting a nut, I give her that donkey punch.
Oh, yeah, that in the back of the neck, huh?
You know about that.
Nah, I don't know shit about that, Doug. I don't want to know about it either.
That's your mom. She's right next to you.
Oh, no, that's your mom.
She's right next to me. Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah? I hear that. Oh, ain't nobody. It's just your little retarded-ass son. We call him SD, but you know what his name is. Yeah, but, take your stupid ass in the kitchen. Go make me some French toast.
After he just ate...
Hey, I wasn't talking to you, okay? Your son, 6'4", is on here, too. I continue to bite my license plates. I want you to bite the fucking all the dents out of it.
Bite his license.
And my shit better be smushed. So, yo, what should I put to look for this fucking video? Akon throws girl off or what? Or Akon throws. Fuck it. Akon throws.
Oh, Lord. Such a dickhead.
Oh, wait, kid from the stage at K-Fest concert because this boy throw a paper or a ball on him. Oh, this is it right here.
What the fuck you doing? Throwing shit at me.
I'm under what? Akon throws a boy off stage.
Oh, you found it?
Yeah, I found it.
Hold on, wait, hold on, I'm going to look for it.
Oh, man, I found this shit. Let me, hold on. This video is brought to you by the Daily Buzz.
I think somebody needs some hater blockers for this next story, ladies and gentlemen. Police are investigating R&B or hip-hop artist Akon for his bad behavior at a recent...
My first 10 days in this country, I don't really understand the whole culture.
I'm watching the first one or the second one?
I'm watching on Buzz or some shit like that. Oh, he threw something and they said pointed him out.
Fat pussy.
Oh, wow.
You want to get sideways?
Are you all right?
Huh?
Is it sideways?
He says what?
Is it sideways?
Yeah, sideways. See, my computer's a piece of shit, so I couldn't really see. I couldn't really enjoy watching him throw the kid and him actually move in real time. I saw it in bits and pieces, so, because my computer's a piece of doggy do. So with that said and done.
Oh, shit, he's grabbing the kid up right now. I'm watching it. Oh, shit.
I take it as better when you see it in real time, huh?
So he just flung the shit out that kid. He grabbed him like Superman style on top of his head and just flung him into the crowd between his legs.
That's fucked up. See, man, stupid shit like that, man. Oh, wow. Yeah, I just saw it in real time, yeah.
You just saw it, right?
Yo, 6'4", man. You got to see this shit, dog.
Well, I'm trying to install a flash player on my shit.
Oh, in order to see it?
So I could join the chat room and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is serious.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker threw a cup or a ball. Somebody snitched on him. Bouncers went and got him, put him on stage, and Akon threw him off. That's fucked up.
Everything before he threw him off. Like, what the fuck, big deal? You have a wife beater on. Why are you taking off your fucking shirt?
Because he's a gaff.
What are you on, YouTube?
Yeah.
What's the, how did you search? What was the,
put in,
Akon throws boy off stage.
Yeah, put in Akon throws a boy off stage. That's just kind of fucking hilarious. I added it to my favorites and all that.
Yeah, that shit is funny.
Kind of like your mom wearing a bra. Hilarious.
Woo!
Shit.
She didn't like that one. She got all quiet and shit.
I'm still watching this. I'm watching the other one, though.
Don't let that man get away with that. I'm an instigating nigga. Yo, you know what he said?
Huh?
He said, your mom's a slut. And he said, your mom don't wear no bra because she ain't got no tits. Nigga, at all fucked up shit. And he said, she also built a sand dune out here for dandruff. Don't let him get away with that. Mm-mm.
That's okay, his mom is bald.
Why don't you, like, take some continuing ed classes at, like, the local fucking...
Yo, dog, she said your mom is bald, man. What's up with that?
You fucking loser.
She said your mom is bald, dog.
That's your trap up, puss.
Ah, nah, Cuba. You gotta go through the other one. There's another one that you can actually see better. Like, this one is sideways.
Like, the fourth one down. That's where I'm at right now.
Wow. This nigga is black as hell, and he's short. I saw this guy at the rail station. He had his little tiny ass fucking bracelet. I mean necklace. I ain't gonna front. His watch was pretty heavy, pretty husky.
Heavier than your entire life.
I'm gonna ignore that one.
You sloppy bastard.
I'm gonna ignore that one.
You slapped it like the fat girl who I couldn't
prime example is probably because, you know, I'm a pussy, but, you know.
You're sloppy like the fat girl who I couldn't bring myself to have
sloppy like your fucking fat-ass tongue, nigga.
Nah, but I couldn't bring myself to, like, have sex with her, you know what I'm saying? I just couldn't do it, B. Couldn't do it. I couldn't. I fingered the shit out of it, though. But, you know, can't have sex with every fat girl. You know? You're a window shopper.
Oh, wow. You flung the shit out of that nigga like it was nothing. All right, enough of that prick.
Enough.
Enough is enough.
Enough for the bullshit already.
Ghostface said that the new Wu-Tang fucking album is going to be bullshit.
Why?
He just said that because RZA, you know how RZA likes to keep all his beats.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't like to bring in anybody else's beats or whatever. And okay. Every beat that did try that did come from other people, he disrespected the beat by adding his own shit in there. So, he was like, yo, man, the album's gonna be bullshit. RZA's fucking up. I mean, he's over here switching up beats and shit. He doesn't know what the fuck to do. Ghostface also tells Tony Ayo to suck a fat dick because Yayo was talking shit about him.
I mean,
and Joe Buttons is trying to come back. Trying to come back. I don't know. I went to the bootleg store and one cat told me, he tried to convince me to cop a Joe Button album. I was like, I don't know, man. Joe Buttons was cool, but kind of fell off. And no, no, every track is hot. That's when I left the store, because not every single track is going to be fucking hot. Let's see, what else can we talk about news-wise? Lupe Fiasco still says game over. As his release date approaches, Lupe is still on top of the game.
Still on top of the game.
And he's still on top of the game. He's talking about calling it quits after his next album. But, I mean, come on, man. Who really listens to Lupe? I only heard one song from this nigga. Well, one hot song. Talking about him skateboarding and some bullshit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna front, it was hot, though. Lupe Fiasco representing. If you ask me, he's trying to be like, sounds like he's trying to be like, oh, man. Oh, SD. SD. Big L. That's it. I think he's trying to be like Big L. Seems like that. Uh-oh. Are We Famous Yet? Is in the fucking building. Yeah, but these niggas ain't got no pictures, man. What's going on? What's going on? You niggas ain't got no fucking pictures and shit? Yeah, niggas ain't got no pictures? What's going on? Guess y'all ain't famous yet, huh? Man, you tuned into the motherfucking...
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucking... technical difficulties.
You're going to YouTube and going to When Drunk People Dance.
No. Anyway, so, hey, don't you hate that when you get all happy and you think someone's going to do what you want them to do and they just shut you the fuck down?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, we're going to move on with this. I'll look at it later, but we... Cuba. Cuba.
What?
Shut the fuck up. Yo, so,
Pussy.
Pussy boy. You about to fucking get on these songs, man.
Somebody
some of these songs. These fucking...
Somebody pull that pussy out real quick.
Hold on, dog. Pause.
Oh, Lord.
I bet. This is a deal.
What is the deal? Clear your throat. Clear the cum from your throat.
Wow, dog, that was some faggot shit you just said.
I mean, it is what it is, God.
It is what it is?
Basically.
Oh, yeah?
What do you think?
What? Meet that faggot. Hey, SD.
Yo.
This upcoming artist called Tommy, whatever the fuck, it's T-O-M-I. I don't know if it's Tommy, whatever. The guy's like a half a retard. It's called Baby Get Down. Just got it fresh from the airwaves. Can't put out my sources. But I'm going to play it. Hey, Cooper, you listening?
No.
Why?
I need someone to tell me, is it hot? No. Better yet, is it,
have it on your list? It's not.
Oh, really?
Basically.
Yeah.
Is it hot, y'all, or gabaja? That made no sense. Fuck it. Is it hot or not? Try to be all different and shit. Is it basura, or is it cool?
Play a fucking song, ready?
You shut up, prick face.
Baby, get down. Wanna see you get down. Wanna freak you later. Love your flavor.
wax.
Walking in here, see lots of freaks. DJ, want to turn up my mix?
Yeah, 6'4", you think about it, man.
I can't front, I can't even really hear this shit, man.
It's whack,
like, it's probably some homo shit.
Listen.
Who is that?
I don't even know, God. It's Tommy or T-O-M-I, something bullshit like that.
This is whack, son.
This shit is Wayne.
This is Wayne.
Bad Wayne. Get control, we're taking over. I got you. You're going to send me the list.
Huh?
Number whack ass songs on his playlist.
Oh, I mean, I downloaded this shit on purpose. Just to, you know, have a little bit of, you know, hot or not. Let me give something to do on the fucking Monday. It seems like Mondays is always the slowest.
So where's the hot?
Your breath. Go brush your teeth.
Your upper lip.
You got the sexy broken English. Like you just came off the boat.
Oh.
Cuba.
Oh, is that she?
Listen.
I wasn't aware of that.
Sounds like she has a Twix bar in her mouth.
It's not a Twix bar,
and she's talking out the other side of her mouth.
It's not a Twix bar, brother.
Oh, shit. I ain't hear that. I definitely hear that, motherfucker. What the fuck up, man? Where the fuck are the bees at, man? Oh, Barney Rubble on the face-ass nigga?
Shut up.
Oh, man. Who the fuck? Oh, Mike Jones.
Shut up.
Shut up, go with everything, dog.
Basically.
What you think about this song? Mike Jones trying to come out with some new shit. Okay. I'm going to put it at 70% so niggas can actually hear it. Is it Wang?
Yeah,
is it Wang?
Probably.
Or is it going to hang in there?
Hang. That was Wang.
Oh, well, fuck it. Hot in that motherfucker. How about that prick?
Yeah, my brothers, both alert, because they keep opening like windshield wipers.
I got
by the rover, popping it by the bill, and she know that I'm fishing. I drop it and give me 50. She see me with hurricane, so she dropping it to her thigh. But she know when I get inside, I'm a fuck up over. She see me with Colin Paul, she see me with 3 feet. She know when they come to mind, she know it ain't 3 feet. She's wide open and shaking it on the floor. She said, if I get a sister, we gon' leave and hit the mouth. I told her, girl, here you go. I tease her on the low. Now she freaking me on the floor. She begging me for some more. Hit the dough.
How to not?
Nah, it was alright. It's not hot, but it's not whack.
I don't know, man. I didn't like it, man.
It's not bad.
Alright, well, we got Danny Dan in the building. I'm sure she's gonna love this. I actually played the song once before. I think it's hot, but I might have a different view on this one. You know what I mean? Since you are my crew, it depends on what y'all say if this song has a future on the TV show.
Sure, no.
So, fucking hot or not, 50 Cent, fire.
I'm looking hotter. Friction turns to fire. Your word of desire, my I'm coming to get you, girl. That's right, it's on the night. You're just my type, you're what I like. I bring that heat, you heard me right. Everywhere I go, go, let's go. Some news, another episode. Music bumping, sweat dripping on the dance floor. I like it when shorty gets it back in it bag. When she do it like that, I don't know how to act. Now work it, great, grind it on me, that's perfect. I pay the play if it's worth it. My phone, you want me, you can search it. You can work it.
Break them down. If you want, I can serve them by the pound. Shawty, know she got what I wanna flip. Baby girl, tell me you can handle it.
How to not?
I like it.
Oh, you like it?
I like it.
Hold on. I had to mute 6-4 because he put it on speakerphone. I couldn't really fucking hear it. I kept hearing the echo and shit.
I don't know. I mean, it all sounds the fucking same to me.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it was alright. I don't know. I feel as though it could have been a lot, you know, a little bit of an improvement, but,
mm-hmm.
You know, I was like, yeah, well, whatever. It was just alright. SD.
Fucking improvement.
Now, what about this one? I don't know. This is some fucking. We might. None of us might like this song. I had never heard it. I just put it on the playlist.
Mm-hmm.
But and I put it on there a while ago. I was
mm-hmm.
afraid to play it. And I'm kind of afraid to play it now.
Mm-hmm.
But out of all people, Cuba might like it because it's a Spanglish version.
Spang.
Yeah, it's called Hypnotized by Big Gemini.
Oh, Lord. Never heard of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
Ace one.
Oh, this is my shit. Oh.
So hypnotizing my way you move.
Oh, this is my shit.
Oh, what a faggot.
Faggot. Took the word out of my mouth. Faggot. Faggot. Gay man.
I got paid for them 515.
Oh, yeah, nah, we keeping that. So, what, y'all don't like it? I take it?
No.
That shit is wing. Oh, Cooper, you don't like it?
So, man.
That shit is wing.
Hey, Cooper.
What?
You don't like it either?
No.
Oh, wow. That
shit is wing. You're the only one that likes it. Fag.
I'm sorry. I like that shit.
You can have it.
Oh, man. Fucking, let's see. What else?
What else?
Well, 6-4 didn't hear it, but I heard it. SD heard it, and this is the Cassidy joint with the No Problems when he's freestyling.
Didn't hear it.
We don't have to, huh?
We did hear it.
Who didn't?
You heard it.
Huh?
You heard it, nigga.
Who did?
Oh, Lord. Play it anyway, though.
No.
Play Cassidy's spot.
I said y'all heard it. I'm saying 6-4 didn't hear it, but trust me, he'll like it. You know, I know you like it, so.
Just play Cassidy's part, man.
Oh, just play Cassidy's part?
Yeah.
Yeah, nigga did kill it. I'm putting it out 100%, too.
Let's go.
Shield.
Billy Tom.
Chess.
Chuckleman Dan, the Philly.
Yeah. Bars. Lost me family. Hood environment. I know murder is a sin, but I killed this beast and brought it back to life so I could
murder it again.
You a bitch, you a snitch, you a turn the nigga in. I pistol with you, hit you with the burner.
Turn it to a
pen. On the jail like college, I was learning in the pen. But I pop it till it get hot and be burning through my skin. If you call the case and you trying to win, then Fortunato Perry is the attorney I recommend. I bust the weapon, then my attorney is stepping in. Boy, I duct tape you, I stay with some lawyer paper. I got keys, I cop weed by the acre. My chain the same color as the Lakers. You got the vapors. My condo the top floor in the skyscraper. And you and your mommy and daddy house, what's that about? Try your hand, I air one of you faggots out. Pull an automatic out and they'll pull the caskets out. Cause I blow off your roof, nigga, I shoot niggas. The fuck up, so I'm stuck up, I'm the truth, nigga. You only ride when you inside of the booth, nigga.
Ow.
I get high cause I'm fly as a parachute, nigga. I'm hot as chicken noodle soup, nigga. The bullets in the pound will spin you around like a hula hoop, nigga. You kamikaze, your body ain't bulletproof, nigga. You a fluke, nigga. Poof, be gone.
That moosh, nigga.
You don't want no part, yeah. Get off, you want part to the boss.
Yeah, that young man still has it. That young man still has it. And they didn't even stop there. It's like three more niggas,
yeah,
including Dragon.
Niggas did they thing, but it was like after you hear that, you don't want to listen to that no more.
Oh, so after Cassidy, it's done?
Pretty much.
Oh, this is them Franchise Boys.
Oh, Lord.
Now, yeah, from the gate, you already know that's Wing.
Come on, God. Like,
Winging.
Come on, save that.
But,
save it for now.
24.
I'm fresh.
Season 12.
Banging or wanging?
It's whack.
Yeah, I think it's whack too. The only reason why I get played is because nowadays brothers got to act like that, you know. Like, you see on the MySpace pages and we go to the club, niggas got shades on and, you know, tight ass pants. And they consider that being fresh. So.
Shades and tights?
Huh?
Shades and tights?
Yeah, shades and tights.
It's because niggas is pussies, baby.
So, you know, they'll say that, you know, that's their anthem, that song. That's their anthem.
I mean, that's
so funny.
I just whack like the picture I'm going to send you right now.
Of course.
Yo, why don't you send me a picture, Cuba?
I knew that was coming.
I need your phone number. I had it yesterday.
She sure did have it.
What happened to her?
Cut off the switchboard on me.
Cut off the switchboard?
He cut off the switchboard on me.
Why you didn't pick it up? Oh,
he cut
it
off before I can pick it up?
What was you going to, like, write my shit down or something?
I was going to crank call you all night. All
crank
day.
Call?
No, she said all night, dog. All night was the first thing. Late night special.
I tell you this, ain't going to be no phone calls being made at night.
Booty call at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Nah, the booty call's at 12. The back being blown out by at 3 in the morning. Still being blown out. I'm like 1. You know.
Oh, you nasty bastard. I don't think you want this picture, dog. She's a nasty prick. She took a picture of a fucking turd in the toilet. Some nasty shit.
Oh, man.
You're the nastiest girl I ever met, dog.
You're disgusting.
She really is. Took a picture of an old nasty ass stinky turd.
I can't even see the picture and I'm disgusted.
Huh?
I can't even see the picture and I'm disgusted.
Yeah.
That shit's funny.
Kind of fun. I did that
really?
Before. I took a picture of my shit. I said, dog, look at this chick. As soon as you looked, it was a long-ass brown turd.
A long brown shit?
Yeah.
That's
looking
a picture
like
of the ring, you asshole.
Looking
huh?
like you.
The ring?
Like 12.
You ever seen the ring?
The turd with ears.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Like, that's you. A turd with fucking ears.
A turd with ears.
You fucking loser. You're the biggest loser I ever fucking met. What a fucking donut.
Alright, now, this song right here that I'm about to play, I don't know, I think this is whack.
It's probably because you're whack?
Huh?
Which would explain everything?
See, okay, I didn't hear you, but okay, whatever.
You're thinking about it, that's what's fucking it up, you're thinking about it.
Okay.
There's no need to think about it at all.
Yeah, you're right.
You might as well just be a female and, like, you know, do it.
Where's Dave?
Yeah, man.
Hot or not, man. I don't know. This shit seems like it might be a little wing. I don't know. I'm going to put it on 70%. Like I said, I never heard this song good either. I wish we heard the fuck out. Here we go.
Let's go. Nightmares of hearing 100 voices. Out on bail, move right. Son is cautious, thinking about the dealer. Still owe me 100 horses. Give a.
Oh yeah.
Come on. Nightmares of hearing 100 voices. Right. Son is cautious, thinking about the dealer. Still owe me 100 horses. Fuck, long as I leave my son a fortress. Ahead of the pack, the predator's back. Y'all can sign in PC again, better relax. Yeah, the crime I puff might force me to say a harsh statement out of my mouth like Don Imus. It ain't shit funny, cuz, especially when I can have your head in the same duffel bag that the money was, from the hood life to the good life. Still let you get the whole thing for a good price. Bitches, what you doing? Gonna get you killed or bit. Pop in your favorite movie, you could picture how I live. As soon as you die, know they got a scripture for you, kid. But it ain't gonna say nothing about the bitching that you did. My type of fun will annoy them. Death by electrocution or either poison. Hey. And life is your own movie. It's just how you play the part. A lot of
niggas
got a mouth,
no,
but I
got a heart.
Focus and channel it. One way or another, I'ma handle it. Even if I gotta get your nana hit. And as much as I love women and kids, the art of war is what it is. Serious biz. Shut the pool.
That shit is hot. I ain't gonna front.
Speech. First of all, I want to thank my connect. The most important person with all due respect. Thanks to the duffel bag, the brown paper bag, the Nike shoe box for holding all the cash.
Okay.
Boys in blue who were greed before the badge.
Okay.
The first pusher who ever made the smash.
Okay.
The rock boys in the building tonight.
Hey.
Oh, what a feeling, I'm feeling light.
Hey.
Thanks to the lanes, bad name. Thanks to a little change, I tore you off the cane. Bullet wounds will stop your buffoonery. Thanks to the pastor rapping at your eulogy. To Little Kim and them. Know the women friend who carry the word cross state for a gentleman. Yeah, thanks to all the hustlers, and most importantly, you, the customer. The rock boys in the building tonight.
Hey.
Oh, what a feeling I'm feeling like.
Hey.
You don't even gotta bring your paper out. We the dope boys of the year. Drinks is on the house.
The
rock boys in the building tonight.
Hey.
Look at how I'm chilling, I'm killing this ice.
Hey.
You don't even gotta bring your purses out. We the dope boys of the year. Drinks is on the house.
Rock boys. Yo, rock boy and cock boy and face ass nigga.
Pause.
Yo, man, this show was alright, man. It's funny because Mondays don't ever really be popping.
Unless your mom's legs is up.
Well, yeah, maybe that. Maybe that's what it is. Hey, how's Chocolate doing?
man, it's just chilling.
That.
And I'm whip enough ass out here.
Oh, man. What the fuck is this?
Keep it slotting like hotel keys, nigga.
Yo, man, Cooper's on straight on some straight old Exorcist shit. Cousin it.
First of all, wait, Washington.
We spoke the wrong here. Prick.
Tutu cabron.
I'm bored.
So play,
I want to play.
So play with your video. Cabra.
Yeah, you a corn in the cob in the face ass nigga.
Don't do it to yourself.
New Jersey Police Officers Foundation. It's...
Someone knows about. Have some respect. Shut the fuck up.
Who said that? Whoever said that, shut the fuck up. Thank you.
That was your mom. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
that was pretty cute.
She just woke up, you know. She said,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Having a little man.
Keep talking shit, though. I'm going to put you on your ass back.
Yeah, all right. We already know when your heart, we already know when your heart rate speeds up, your ass back's coming out.
Oh, yeah.
We already know.
The diaper chin strap.
Come on, man.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in.
Pussies.
You'll be here for Tasty Tuesdays. It seems like Tasty Tuesdays starts off the popping off of our show, because then you got Wild Out Wednesday, Thursday. I'm actually come up with another title for Monday. Monday Madness is kind of fucking corny. We need something to talk about. We got two other days to wild out on. Wild Out Wednesday, roasting people. What the fuck, Thursdays, roasting people.
Mm-hmm.
And why Friday? So that's kind of like an angry topic also. Like, why? So we got 4 days. So Monday Madness, I'm going to change the Monday to something. By next Monday, we're going to give you more topics and all, but definitely tune in tomorrow if you're listening, because it's going to be Tasty Tuesdays. When it comes to sex, we get it in. Well, not SD. He's virgin nuts over there. Well, other than that,
get it in with your moms. I keep telling you.
Oh, like
man.
I said, virgin nuts. Anyway, but
the way. Don't know
walnut.
Why is this man
going to
run my nuts over here?
Nigga.
Don't know. Can't.
Peter Park in the face. Nigga. Anyway, here's up on MySpace. www.myspace.com/ SD's mom. I mean, my bad. / the _TD_ show, SHOW. You can check out JJ, Kuba, SD, 6'4", and 6'4's mother. Her chaplains will be on my top also.
And check out this kid's Mexican chalupa date. Fuck out of here, nigga. Check out this chalupa.
Maybe I'll leave my baby alone.
This chalupa in the face.
It was funny because what he just said was the last thing heard on a live joint. He didn't even have a comeback.
Mm-hmm. No comebacks, nigga. Fucking.
Yo, welcome. You're tuning into Monday Madness Extra. Probably gonna get like 10 minutes because I'm fucking sick over here. Holding spit in my mouth.
Ew.
Shut up if I spit in your face.
Ew, you nasty.
Yo, cool. Open your legs up.
I'm fighting.
I think she likes that talk, yo.
Yeah, I think so.
Shut up and sit down, you big bald fuck. Give me that fucking shooter. I hate fucking dogs.
Fucking
dead.
Do you know what nemesis means?
Fuck, fuck, fuck.
A righteous infliction of retribution.
Fuck off.
Manifested by an appropriate agent.
Bonjour.
Personified in this case by a honorable cunt.
Shit.
Me.
What the fuck are you doing, Solomon?
I fucking hate pikeys.
Fuck me. Who the fuck's talking to you, boy?
Mary fucking Poppins.
Are you taking the piss?
Bollocks,
cunt ass. You fucking idiots. Bollocks.
Balls, pussy. Prick.
Bastard.
Piece of shit.
Sell me a fucking dog.
And it's worth...
Fuck
all.
Bollocks.
I ain't fucking buying that.
I know a lot of tits, Governor. But I don't know any quite as fucking stupid as these two.
Now fuck off, you motherfuckers. You took the fucking jam out of my donut, Tommy.
I don't care if he's got
fucking
hazelnuts. It's not as if he's income fucking spicuous now, is it? Now get up and have a fucking fight.
Now, we are fucked.
Goody gun drops.
Are you taking a piss? Oh, man. I think I got mono from kissing your mother, nigga.
Really?
Oh, I was actually talking about SD, but I got y'all numbers mixed up. My bad. Martha Washington, are you bored? What's up with that old-ass glass fucking display you got behind you? Most sugar bowls you got up there.
That's my candy bowl.
That's your what?
My candy bowl.
Your candy bowl? Grown ass woman got a candy bowl.
But
you wonder why you fucking Puerto Rican, you fucking spicks ain't got no teeth now. Got dentures and shit. Oh, dentures in the face ass chick.
Oh, Mary Poppins in the face ass nigga.
You know, Magnum P.I. in the face ass chick.
Chuck from the Goonies in the face ass nigga.
Nigga, yo, Afro Man in the face ass chick. Oh, Shirley Temple in the face ass chick.
Face ass nigga.
What?
Gone with the Wind in the face ass nigga.
Oh, 40 Cal in the face ass chick.
Yo, Looney Tunes in the face ass nigga.
Oh, Mobb Deep in the face ass chick. Yo, Prodigy in the face ass chick.
You safe sex in the face ass nigga.
Hey, I want to give a big announcement.
What?
Hold on. You're a homo. Other than that, hold on. Attention, everybody, attention. Attention, everybody, attention. Once again, attention, everybody, attention. Attention, everybody. Attention. Ah, heartburn. Once again, attention, everybody. Attention. Attention, everybody. Attention, everybody. Attention. Can everybody hear me?
Yeah.
Can everybody hear me? Six Fizzle will be 31 tomorrow. Yes! Six Fizzle will be 31 tomorrow! 31. Because my brother that I love, 6'4", is going to be 31 tomorrow. Yeah. Cookie Kool-Aid. Cookie Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid cookie. That was 6'4". That was 6'4"'s favorite word. He wanted cookies and Kool-Aid. So what he would do is, instead of, can I have some cookies with Kool-Aid?
Bam Bam.
He was Bam Bam. See, it's funny because he was a bad one, and it turned out that 6'4 is now the bad one.
I know. But he was wild.
He was
the sweetest person. Omar's a bad one now.
6'4. I don't know who Omar is.
What?
I don't know who Omar is. I blew that up.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, one more time. I'm setting this house on fire, I swear. Blowing my staff's names up. Yeah, but this nigga used to go around talking about cookie Kool-Aid, cookie Kool-Aid, Kool-Aid cookie, Kool-Aid cookie, cookie Kool-Aid. Ah, man. But he's going to be 31, man. 31! So everybody, because I know I feel good when I look at my MySpace page and I got birthday shout-outs. Like, happy birthday, JJ. That shit makes you feel good. Let people know that. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers is tuned into your life. So, Kuba, don't be a jerk off. You give big ups to 6-4, 12 midnight, or after. See, it's kind of stupid when you do it the day before. It's stupid. It shows that you're lazy and you might forget. let me do it early. I'm the first one. No, you're not the first one. Technically, you're about 11 months and I'll say like 30 days late from his 30th birthday. Because since you want to be a smartass and do it the day before, now you're a year and so you're like some change to his last year's birthday late. That's why you got to do it the day of. Now, the day after Tuesday, you're one day late. But if you wait until the day before, you're fucking like, you know what I mean, however many days before after his 30th birthday, that's how late you are. So just fucking do it at 12 midnight or afterwards. Like me, I'm a prick face. Okay? I have like fucking 4 accounts. So I'm giving happy birthday shout outs from all 4. If I could do it through my little cheap ass Sprint phone, I would do that. But I don't have the capability to do that because I don't have a Treo. So unfortunately, I won't be able to be the first one to do it. But damn it, I'm laying the track down. But 6-4, you have a good birthday, man. I wanted to be up there too, but can't make it. I'll definitely be there this weekend, but yeah, I mean, money is kind of funny. But Kuba, you make sure you send them some shit. And everybody out there that's listening, y'all make sure y'all send them some shit as well. You want to get a hold of him? He's on the top 24 of the TD Show page. That's www.myspace.com/THE_TD_show. He's on the top. You'll see him. It's me, it's Kuba, it's him, I believe, and SD. SD is considered Spliff, so he's next to Spliff. You can't meet him. You can't miss him. You know, dark-skinned brother. But what you going to do for your birthday, man? Because I heard that you was going to go bowling. Okay. Okay. You know what? I hate fucking talking. And talking a whole bunch of shit.
To yourself?
Myself. Hey, yo, 6-4. You know what, though? Fuck you, man. I ain't sending you shit. Yeah, nobody send him nothing. Nobody send him nothing. Don't send him shit. Nigga ain't even listening to this shit. Don't nobody send him anything.
What?
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 Oh, E.
Nope.
6-4?
Yep.
You fucking paying attention?
Yep.
Why the fuck you ain't say shit when I asked what you was doing?
Because I was paying attention, nigga.
You know what, man? You starting to piss me off, you lazy eye fuck. All right, look, man. You're fucking sending them some birthday shout-outs, you know what I mean? I'm sending them some shits, too. That's it.
Birthday shout out to me, goddammit.
Fucking right. Hey, Kuba.
Yeah.
Send that man some fucking birthday shout outs.
No doubt. I'll send it at 8 o'clock in the morning when I wake up.
Hey, man, send him some, what he wants. Send him some panty shots or something. Some ass shots. No toe shots, all right?
No toe shots?
They're just smart ass. No sand on the beach. So you gotta get technical. You gotta get technical with her. Like she's one of those assholes that, you know. You say some shit like, "Let me see you nude," and she be like, "Okay." And then you know you fucking she'll send you some shit that's
I'll
nude.
I'll send you baby picture all nude.
Huh?
I'll send you my baby picture all nude.
Yeah, you know, like you send your. You know, oh, see, this is the shit I'm talking about, man. You didn't specify how old you wanted me to be. You didn't say what day and time. You didn't say this and that. Okay, you fucking prick face. Yo, Tommy Hilfiger and his face ass check. All right, well, look, man. Let me fucking look for a song for this prick. It's his birthday.
But it's the day before. It's not his birthday yet.
Well, it's not, but I mean. All right, well, fucking then. I'll fucking play it tomorrow. Oh, I got a good song to play for him tomorrow. Oh, boy, he might not be. You're not going to be on the show tomorrow, are you?
Who, me?
Yeah, because you're going to go out.
No, I'm going to be on the show, dog. I mean, I ain't doing nothing, you know.
All right, well, this is going out to. This is going out to 6-4's early birthday.
The pre-party.
The pre-party. Both of these songs is going out to him. So,
the after party's on Friday.
Huh?
The after party's on Friday?
After party's on Friday. Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. Kuba says she's going to bring her kids. You know,
I don't know, maybe. Maybe not.
If she doesn't, then it's going to even be even more ruggeder. But if she does, it's just going to be rugged. This is Bone Thugs and Harmony, and the only reason I'm playing it is because it has the word weed in it. That's the only reason why I'm playing it. I'm going to play the original version, then the Bob Marley version. Keep that shit locked, pussy. This is a 6 Fizzle day, as well as tomorrow's going to be Tasty Tuesdays with a splash of 6-4. Alpha.
Higher, higher, baby. Do you feel the same we should hide it? I know so high. We could make it feel that way. So right. Roll more, let's smoke. Yeah. I got to get high. I've been high since the last song. And I just been smoking and smoking. Smoke another blood, roll another up. You know that we can really ease your mind. Everybody smoke the blood, relieve the mind, the world could be a better place. If everybody took a break and we all just got wasted. Smoked out, smoked out, choked out, pull out of the oh, 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 oh. Let's get P.O.D. P.O.D. P.O.D.
Niggas. That's niggas for you, Kuba. That's niggas for you. Told this nigga I'm dedicating 2 songs to him. And what does he do? Fucking hangs up. You know what? Fuck him. You know what? Everybody, don't send him. I'm not even going to send him. You know, forget it. I'm not sending him no birthday shout-outs, Kuba. You bet the damn not send him nothing. And if he says, oh, this
first one at 12 o'clock.
Huh?
It's going to be the first one at
12 o'clock. No, fuck you. I told Joe, do not send him nothing. And if he says, oh, I thought you were going to send me something, I'm going to say, nigga, I said that. No, don't send it. Because you hung up. I sent two songs to you, and you make me look like a dumbass. Don't fucking, you know what I mean? I didn't send you shit. Besides, technically, on my birthday, he didn't send me shit anyway. So people out there, don't send him shit. I mean, if anything, send me the birthday shout-out. Send me and Kuba the birthday shout-out.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? That prick face. Anyway, check us out tomorrow. It's going to be Tasty Tuesday. Ain't going to be with a touch of 6-4. Fuck that. It's going to be me, Kuba. I don't know who else is going to be on. I think SD. 6-4 is a little leery. He's not going to be there, I guarantee you. He's not going to go. I mean, it's his birthday. I don't expect him to go. But it's going to be a very tasty subject. A lot of things going on. A lot of, you know, freaky music. 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. You want any sex advice? Anything you want to talk about? You know, you want to talk about people getting pregnant and shit like that? And women being afraid to be pregnant or whatever. Or, you know, somebody played you, burnt you, you want to give them a roast shout out. Whatever. Definitely hit us up tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be a steamy topic. I mean, we always get hit up Tuesdays. Like, people just love listening to freakiness and sexiness. So make sure y'all tune in. We are going to be on points from 7 p.m. And, It's always sexy in the club, ain't it? Mira. Mira.
What?
Oh, look at you. See, you're on that dumb shit, too.
Huh?
You're on that dumb
shit,
too.
I was looking at something that lined.
Huh?
Yeah, YouTube shit is funny as hell.
What YouTube shit?
They got these junk people falling on their asses, bro. That shit's fucking hilarious.
I'm about to check that out. Y'all keep it locked.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. Make sure y'all listen to us tomorrow.
See you mañana.
Let's see. What can I end off with? What can I end off with, man?
How about you hang up with Tone?
Yeah, you know, Wado always got to fucking play something. people out there. Guess what? Oh, Kuba just fucking left. Well, she's a piece of shit, too. I'm about to fire her ass, too. Oh, fucking jerk off. Fuck it. You know what I mean? I'm about to fucking play something. Hold on. I just want to look for something for you people out there. I don't want to just hear nothing. So I'm going to fucking play. You know what? I'll play this. Fabulous. This is Fabulous. Junior Reed. Come on, Mom. DEF. Come on, Fabo. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, here we go. This is Fabulous and Junior Reed. Gangsters Don't Play. Make sure you're tuning in tomorrow. It'll be Tasty Tuesdays. Tasty Tuesdays. Hopefully I'll get my voice back because I can't really get too loud. So keep it locked on the beats of the East Coast and everywhere else. The TD show, technical difficulties.
Yes, I wanted them to know. Say we worry, I don't play. And if you run it up, you have to run away.
Just a rare occasion, you can hear us blazing, soon as the layer's raising, hell yeah we hazing, sexy pair of Bajans, chinky eyes, dark hair, you would swear they Asian, they Bahama mamas, holy llama mamas, put the gangster grills on when it's drama mamas,
murder them, murder them.
make a move till they get word from him. I could be in Fiji, one call a Gigi. She on some belly shit like X with a squeegee. They say it's gangster, but it's just a way of life. If like a bitch, better make every day your wife. I'm from the era of the shootouts, the drug spots. Happy to be here, so I smile in my mugshot. The David Dinkin years, I even dug Koch before the George Bush drug watch. Blood clot. Before the sauna, the scent that you smelling on my breath is marijuana. Before I left the Tijuana, I told them it was war, so they nephew or they mama better wear a tepper, they a goner. That's what it sounds like when thugs cry. I see things, see wings when the slugs fly. Low life, low so, P-wing rug by. Low petty, young niggas I know already. I go back like recline, no need for rewind. Still run through flat bush like the D-line. Usually just a team, custom extra niggas being necessary. Just like a Uzi with a beam and a koozie full of steam. Susie and Janine, niggas do shit like this, but it's usually in they dreams. Gangster don't sleep, less his guns by the bed. Ever wonder why the bread gets snatched by the bed?
I wanna know, they real gangster don't.
Well, well, well. Look who we have here. What's up?
What's up?
Ain't nothing. Chilling. What's up with you?
Chilling. You know I like that song you were just playing.
Yeah, I figured you did.
What's going on today?
Ain't nothing. The show's over.
Oh, it's over?
Hey.
Yeah, that's why I called too late, right?
Yeah. What time y'all going?
At 11. But I know you got extra time on here.
Why? You want to give a shout out?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Well, I want to shout out Ill E because his birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday.
Oh, shit.
I want to shout out his brother also that be on the show. Happy birthday because I'm not even hating today. I want to shout out all the niggas who be bumming it all day. Staten Island, stand up, holla.
Uh-huh.
My nigga JJ, you get a pop in all day.
Uh-huh.
Rick Ross, a.k.a. Pillsbury.
Uh-huh.
And that's... Oh, yeah, of course. And Miss Hater, a.k.a. Lala.
Oh, no doubt.
My show tonight.
What about
Oh, yeah, an Anonymous. Yeah, Hippopotamus Anonymous, a.k.a. Anonymous.
And what about Danny and, what's the name over there?
Oh, yeah, Are We Famous shit.
Yeah.
They definitely get a shout-out, Danny, Ace.
What about
Bo Vice. Hold on, Bo. Who?
Cuba.
All right, don't take it that far yet. You know, I don't like that. But, oh, yeah, and all the fake bitches from Brooklyn, I'm shouting you out.
Uh-huh.
I guess I can shout out Cuba. What up? You're still a bird, though. I don't like you, but I'll shout you out.
Oh, Lord.
Somebody.
What was today's topic, though? Like, even though I'm calling at the end of the show, I want to know.
Today's topic was Monday Madness.
Monday, what? You're echoing.
Monday Madness. Anything that pisses you the fuck off and makes you angry in the beginning of the week.
Well, you know what pisses me off? Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know what pisses me off?
What?
When I see a nigga like 5 times and he never changed his shirt from the first time I met him. Same shit. Never seen it change. Like,
yeah,
that just pisses me off.
And who are we talking about?
I'm not going to disclose their name on today's show. If you listen to Thursday's show, you'll pretty much know who I was talking about.
Uh-huh.
We're just going to call him Orphan. But I got his name off the Christmas tree for kids who can't afford gifts. So I bought him a new shirt, a nice sweater. It's a polo. He'll probably like it. It'll keep you warm. Because I know that jersey, it's kind of breezy out there. Gotta stay warm. So I'm going to throw that up on you. And, But you got to show my show love tonight, 347-838-8177. And tonight's topic is going to be, no, she didn't. That's tonight's topic.
Well,
like, anonymous. No, she didn't have nerve to put her hair in a ponytail and the bitch ain't got none. No, she didn't.
So, wait, you said that you used your own money to get what?
Say that again?
You said you used your own money to get what?
My own money to get what? Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
What did you just say a few minutes ago about fucking shirts or whatever?
Oh, no, I said that, you know how you go to the store and they're like, oh, do you want to donate $1 or get a gift for a kid in need?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got that for, what's his name? Orphan over there. I got him a nice sweater, polo. It's a cashmere. You're like...
Wait.
Anonymous wants to get on. 1 second. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's fine. Anyways.
Till I got some food. Maybe you
should
bring a
friend
over.
Don't even do that. I didn't even come at you on your show. I be trying to show y'all mad love because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have my own show right now and have all the love I have. So I can't even hate on technical difficulties. I always shout your show out on my show.
Yeah,
that's a must-do.
Well,
but you must get the bum niggas off your show. That's a must-do also.
Well, the guy that you were supposedly talking about...
Why she stole my dick?
Oh, God.
There you go.
Please.
JJ,
you better get an extra 20 minutes for today's show because you know I don't stop. I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to leave it alone. All right, so no, we're not. You're still a bum ass nigga. What? You know you got to get in the roasting hour.
Why you stole my dick, though? Like, come on. I don't even know you.
Ain't nobody on that dirty dick. Niggas got in there just said, I'm the type of chick that they throw bottles at.
Ew.
You're the type of nigga that need to be throwing bars of fucking soap at you, dirty bitch.
Come on, man. You're a bum. It's all right.
But anyways, I'm not even talking to you no more because he's letting me give my shout outs and I don't have time for you. And you know you ain't got no computer to control if he hangs up on me or not. So you sit there and be quiet and wish you had what you can. Anyways.
So
JJ.
Stupid. Yo, I got a question. Do you have feelings for
She has to, God, because she's always coming out her fucking mouth, God.
I definitely don't.
I definitely don't.
You all know who I have feelings for. It is not him.
Why you always got something to say? Don't want to be thinking about your fat ass. Why you always got something to say? Like, come on, God.
I do have a fat ass, and you know that, too. But anyways.
Yeah,
like I was saying.
You got a whale body. You got the body of a whale, bitch.
Anyways,
about,
stop hating. You're mad. I bag more niggas than you will ever bag bitches in your life.
You, what are you, crazy, my bottom?
Are you serious? Come on, be so real.
You. I got fat bitches that look better than you. God. Like, come on, dog. Like, I'm not even going to go there.
Cool, let me tell you something,
niggas already,
right?
Niggas already put
once you step your gear game
ready,
up, meaning your clothing,
on,
then you can
God.
Say something. And once you wash the ass, then you can say something. I'm not talking to you right now. So I have no more to say to you. I'm going to let you try and shut me down. And I'm going to let you do what you do. Go ahead. Do it. You got it. Take a shower.
Right to be a little bit out of your mind. You understand? But there are some crazy people in as well.
Can you turn your phone up, please? Or put another quarter in that fucking payphone, you broke ass nigga?
Come on, God. Because
you know your ass ain't got no phone.
Now I don't got a phone now? Okay.
How I don't got a phone now? You sound mad stupid. Shut up.
Now I don't got a phone now? Okay.
You sound like your breath stinks. Shut up.
I mean, my breath can't stink. That's not how it goes.
Your dick look like a camel with a wig on it. Shut up.
So you seen my dick
before? I saw that nigga's ping-a-ling-a-ling.
Oh, so you seen my dick before?
Hell yeah, you got a big dick. I want that.
I mean, it should look big. It does look big when it's in your mouth. I know.
Yeah, you already know that.
But, you know, you're whack. Everybody knows it.
They already know, but I still call in and they still give me my aunt time, and you're mad because of that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care.
All right, so stop it. Like, nobody was. Every day is not going to be an extra hour about how dirty your ass is. JJ, how come every day you got to give an extra fucking 20 minutes to the show on how dirty this nigga is? Oh, we're going to go in roasting time an extra 20 minutes. It's all about you and your dirty ass. It's not about you. It's about everybody, all right? I'm done with you.
So
please, give it up. Give it up. No. Give it up. Just stop. You got to stop.
Give what up? What up?
JJ, did it snow over there in Jersey?
Somebody called me and said somebody talking shit about me. So I figured it gotta be this dusty bitch.
Oh, so somebody called you to tell you I was talking shit about you?
I have to admit,
you can't keep my name out your mouth. So I said, you know what? I'm gonna divorce 5 minutes.
Being gangster. If I got your name in my mouth, so what?
5 minutes.
So what? So
what?
So what?
That's all.
All right, but anyways, what I was saying, JJ, did it snow over there yesterday?
In North Jersey, it snowed, but not down here, really.
Oh,
in New York,
it like a bitch over
it
here.
Snowing.
Yeah, definitely was snowing over here. Definitely. But,
yeah. Yeah, y'all motherfuckers fight like y'all married, man.
That's because he wants his fat ass.
I don't even be saying nothing about this shit.
I was just sitting here watching a bootleg of this Christmas. And it was a part when they gave money to this homeless guy. And I
don't understand that. Every time I turn around, she always has my name in her mouth, dog. I'm sitting here rolling my blunt, watching TV. Oh, somebody's talking shit about you. She can't stop thinking about me, though. It's very obvious.
I have to admit, I did make that call.
I mean, it's very obvious. Like, come on, God. Like, it's all right, though. You know, we still love fat bitches. They need love, too. Dusty bitches need love, too, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man. I just want to ask this one quick question before we hang up. Lala.
Yes. Wait, I want to ask you one. Are you going to call my show tonight and show me some love?
Yeah, I'll call up there.
Okay, because I don't want nobody's dreadlocks getting the gunshots tonight. We're going to keep it cool.
Huh.
Anyway, go ahead.
What did you say? Blicky?
Blicky.
Oh, shit.
No. Actually, let me do this. Blicky, bullet. That's what I'm gonna do when this nigga take a shower. I'm gonna be like, blicky, bullet. Oh no, we gotta have a fucking Uzi, a Tech-9, a whole fucking army full of fucking bombs.
Fucking loves me,
man. Anyways, JJ, what was your question?
I was wondering, and keep it real, are there any type of feelings for SD? And I just want to know why you do talk about it so much.
Actually, there's none at all.
So, are you the kid in school that just picks on the weak?
What?
not picking on nothing weak.
Oh, you got a new comment? Wait, go down. Go down. Oh, that's a new friend request. Open that. Right there. Right there. You see what said new friend request? Click that. Damn, niggas is mad computer illiterate and shower illiterate. But anyways.
Let her stay on little kid shit, you know what I'm saying?
You just like picking on people?
Did I? Yeah, I was the bully in school. I'm still a bully.
So you just robbing niggas for their lunch money and shit?
Hell yeah. All day. Yo, where's Rick Ross at? I'm waiting for... You know what? As soon as Rick Ross calls in, you ain't got to worry about me shitting on you anymore. Cause that ass is mine.
Shitting on me. You can't.
That ass is mine.
You say what you want to say. You can't shit.
Oh, yeah. I'm shouting out Rick Ross and all the handicapped niggas that can't get out their cars on their own, too.
Oh.
Anyways. And I'm shouting out Ace because that nigga's forehead is mad big. That shit is crazy. I've never seen a forehead that big in my life. Yo, that shit is mad sick. It. I look like a big fucking board. That shit is so huge. I'm going to call that nigga Baby Tumor. He got a Baby Tumor forehead. Call Dr. House. He might have a fucking diagnosis for that forehead. That shit is huge. I don't know how he came out of his mother's thing. I know her shit is still ripped open to this day, that big ass head. Anyways, you happy now? I didn't talk shit about you. I talked about somebody else.
Still over here, so I'm not even paying attention to her. Like, what?
Yeah. Anyways.
What was you saying?
But
I was watching TV.
I'm shouting out all my niggas in the union, construction union. Get that money. I'm shouting out all the niggas in the shelter. It was crazy. Oh, y'all had a good topic on Friday. I checked it out online. I thought it was good. I liked it.
What was the topic?
It was.
It'd be funny you coming on our show trying to take our.
No! Don't think I come on to the trying to steal topics. I was just listening. I can't be a listener.
No, you can be a listener.
I can't be a fan of the show because I am. I'm gonna order the T-shirt next week.
Oh yeah, smart ass.
Got any flyers to throw up there? I'll put it up on my page to promote.
Yeah, I bet you would.
Shit, $2. $2 a flyer, but yeah. When you call on my show tonight, you get 2 free bars of soap and a hot shower.
Yo, dog.
Hope you put those 2 bars of soap between your legs.
Oh, she's pretty.
Yo, SD said he'll be pretty when you put that on my ass.
That's the best place right now, you know what I'm saying?
Yo.
One of her ass, one of her pussy, that's the best place
right now. He said you need to put them between your legs.
You don't want to do no shout-outs on the radio?
Keep hating, keep loving, you know, it's all love to me. When you talk, you know, it's just giving me more publicity, you know.
It sounds like you have no insurance because it sounds like you have a stuffy nose, so can you shut your mouth, please?
Because
you're making me sick.
No, keep hating, keep showing the love, you know, I like it, you know what I mean? I love it, you know what I'm saying? It lets me know that you take time out of taking cocks out of your mouth to understand that I'm actually here.
Yes, I did take time.
It feels beautiful, you know, so you keep hating, you know, and, you know, I hope you live a good life, you understand?
Yo, I think you look good, actually. I want to holler.
You understand? I don't want to holler at you. That's the reason.
Oh, why not?
That's
why not? Because I'm fat?
It's not.
You're fat and I'm dirty, so what the fuck? What's the difference? Neither one is better.
I mean, you know.
I'd rather have a fat bitch than a dirty nigga. Ew.
I mean, you know. You think I'm ugly, you think I'm cute.
Ew, you need to fucking hang up or your phone needs to die. Something. Because you're getting on my nerves. I'm done. I wasn't even talking about you anymore, but.
Now you wasn't talking about me no more. Oh, boy. She's a
I got a new voicemail.
Loser. You are a smelly pirate hooker.
Can you play the gunshots, please?
Why is she laughing?
Play the gunshots for all the dirty niggas out there.
Laughing.
I have a request. Can you play the gunshots?
Why is she laughing at herself? Like, I don't understand.
Play the gunshots for all the dirty niggas.
You're the only hooker in the spot because you're the only chick in here that sucks dick for cash. So you're the only hooker in the spot. So,
I suck dick for cash. You need to suck dick for a fucking
shower. Look at gunshot for all the cocks she stuffed in her mouth.
All right, so do the gunshots for the cocks I suck, and do a gunshot for all the years he didn't wash his ass. Please. I'm waiting.
Motherfucker.
No, throw the Uzi one for that nigga. Fuck that.
Oh, boy.
Them motherfuckers are stupid, man.
Yeah. I gotta make the show live, you know?
She, you know.
Yeah. Oh, you must know that it's me when I call restricted, don't you?
We need a court jester, so, you know, she calls up.
What happened?
I said, we need a court jester, so, you know.
Yeah, what did she say?
No, I said, you must know it's me when I called restricted.
Oh, when you called the show?
Yeah, because you're like, oh, guess who's on the line?
Well, actually, I don't mean to burst your bubble, but you can't block your number. You see, when you block your number, your number still comes up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I tried it.
No, because, you know, somebody called restricted on my show. I wonder why.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. Someone's going to be calling your show in a second.
Dog. I heard these niggas is for real.
Dog.
Uh-huh.
That's my man.
But I heard these niggas supposed to be like locking down the industry on some shit, on some power shit.
Dog. That's my man.
Who is that talking?
So what I'm doing?
That's SD.
Right.
No. He sounded good for a second. Never mind.
Right.
That's my man. You know.
Happy birthday, Ill Eve, again. You need to come up here and get a birthday present.
Whoa, pause.
You need to come up here and get a birthday present.
Pause that.
Uh-oh.
Stop hating. Today's not hating Sunday. Wow.
This is actually going to be my closing.
Can you play a reggae song? Lucky you. I got a request.
I don't got no fucking reggae.
That's whack. I got it all. Make sure you call in at 11 tonight.
All right, do I got something? I think I got some reggae.
And don't throw that Chris Brown, T-Pain, wannabe reggae shit. That shit was ass. Or that Cheetah Girl shit. Oh my God.
I must.
Oh. Still get an antibiotic for that cough.
Turn that off.
Go down.
It says you all. Okay, go up. It says all.
Matter of fact, to bring in Tasty Tuesdays, I'm going to end it off with this. I'm going to hang the fuck up.
Please, don't let be any damn like that cokehead.
Nah, I ain't. Hey, SD.
Talking,
you calling tomorrow?
Who was that? Oh, good.
You calling tomorrow?
Am I calling tomorrow?
Of course, why not?
Yeah, all right, I'm making sure, nigga.
Yeah, nigga, I'm here.
This is pussy.
Why are you making sure that dirty bastard's calling?